Blog Talk Radio. gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gon' break out your craft. Break out your word. You gon' break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Blessing, 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 blessing. I pray that I have a blessed week. This is your host, LaShawn from Texas. I pray that y'all can hear me very well. For those, you know what to do. You can send a text to 214-505-8719, 214-505-8719. And let me know that you can hear very well. We know that sometimes we have technical difficulties, but God is good. So thank you for joining in tonight. Father God, we thank you for this day because this is the day that you made. You created us all, Father God. So, Father God, I get myself out the way, and you come in and you have your way. Holy Spirit, move up on this radio, Prophetic Grace Network. Blog Talk, you know what your people need tonight. You know what they've been dealing with all week, Father God. You have already supplied their needs. You have already went ahead and made the crooked place straight. So, Father God, we thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our strong tower. We thank you for fighting the battles for us, Father God. And we thank you for rest, that we rest in you, Father God, surrender to you. So, Father God, we thank you for protecting our household. We thank you for household deliverance. We thank you for protecting our children, even our family members, our sisters and brothers and mom and dad, our nieces and nephews, great nieces and nephews. Father God, we thank you that your hand is not too short to reach none of us. So, Father God, we cover this airway. Father God, I just ask that the Holy Spirit come in and have its way tonight. Father God, you speak to your people. Father God, I ask that you touch their heart, Father God. Clean their heart. If there is anything in our heart, we just ask that you do a new thing with our heart. Touch their ears and touch their eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, We are at the end of the month. And so I just thank God because he has been so good. Even though the storm may be raging in your life, God is not going to let you go under. He's not going to let you drown. He's going to pull you out, whatever you're dealing with. So we give him, always thank him, even when times is rough and you're going through things. So I just have a little bit of Bible verse that I want to share with you guys tonight. I've just been studying, just all week, just worship him. And he just been having me to study. I tell you, I like Paul, the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul is a servant. God ordained Apostle Paul to do what he called him to do. He was definitely called by God. And so he went to the Corinthian church and the thing that amazes me every time I read the book, the great book, and I break bread with my father, I tell people all the time when I'm teaching, I don't care if you get a word off of Prophetic Grace Network, you get a word from your pastor, leaders, or prophet, or prophets. I don't care if you get a word from a child. I don't care if you get a word off of social media. Wherever you get that word, you need to test the spirit. You always go seek God. Seek God first. Before you seek any man, you need to go seek God. If you don't have understanding, that's the reason why I know that, you know, we trying to push y'all to have a relationship with Christ, have a relationship with the Father. It's very important because when you test the spirit, you're going to know if this person is truly from him or they operate, excuse me, if they even operate in the right spirit. That don't mean they not called, but they can slip up sometime and they operating in the wrong spirit. A lot of people like to operate in the gift. And so we have to have that relationship with the Father. And I'm going to keep saying it, and have get a relationship with the Father. When you get a word, we have told, you know, even I have mentioned, when you get a word, you go seek the Father. I don't care if I tell you, you go seek the Father. And I guarantee you, this is how he going to speak to you. He either going to speak to you when you read the word, or he going to speak to you as you worship him, or he going to speak, because he speak, we are spiritual human beings. We got to be awakened. Our spirit man have to be awakened. Paul tell us to die to flesh daily. It's very important for us to die to flesh daily. And how we kill the flesh is by eating the word, breaking bread with him daily. This is our daily bread. What is our daily bread? The word of God, because he tell us, you know, in the word, in the book of John, he came here as the true bread, as the true life. This is our daily bread. We eat it day and night. We eat it day and night. We eat the bread day and night. And so when you get a word, you go search. You say, you search the word for yourself. That's what the word tells us. Search the word for ourselves. And so as I began to read when Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, do you not know in the first Corinthians, he didn't specifically go into a building. He went into a woman of God house. I'm telling you, everything we need in the word, they had house church. Even Christ taught out the house. I tell y'all, we're going back to the plumb line. We're going, God doing this thing right. Even when I read the book of Corinthians, he's been speaking to me about marriage, how marriage is going to be done the right way. And I'm a type of person, I love to study. He takes me to deep unto deep. He takes me to deep revelation. So it makes me want to go research this. Where did this come from? Where did the wedding ring come from? Why we got the word on the left hand, on the fourth finger? Why, where's the wedding cake? Because when you read the word, I mean, I don't see none of that in the word, but it made me question, where did this stuff come from? This stuff come from traditional men. This stuff come from the ancient Roman. A lot of stuff that we are doing, and they have said, if you ask God to give you wisdom and understanding, when he started teaching me about marriage, I said, the Holy Spirit will start putting things in your spirit that's not of him. The word to death do us apart. That was placed in my spirit that was not of him. Certain things, we got to watch what we say because it's not of God. It's certain things that even when you go, I don't care how many times you read the word, when you go back and read it again, he's giving you more knowledge and more wisdom of things that you didn't even see the first time. And so when I started reading the book, because I like to read it over and over to get better understanding, to get a good interpretation of what I'm reading. And so all week, because the book of Corinthians, 1st and 2nd chapter, the First Corinthians, Second Corinthians, not a big long book, but all week I've been reading it. Because there's something in there he want me to teach on, something in there that's for me, something that I need to get. And so I learned about the marriage. He's been speaking to me about the marriage, how marriage is going to be done right. There's a lot of things behind marriage that your ancestors, even with slavery. Where did this common law marriage come from? Don't you know this common law marriage been around since slavery? He just takes me, and I remember I got a prophetic word how God was gonna take me to back in the history, back in time, and put it with this time. And that's exactly what he's been doing. So when we go look at 2 Corinthians, for though we walk in flesh, we do not war after the flesh. We walk in flesh every day. We are fleshly human beings, and so we are walking in flesh every day, every day. So 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 3 tells us, for though we walk in flesh, we do not war after flesh. Y'all have learned. For those that been falling, I just realized that I've been on Blog Talk almost 4 years. And so some of y'all that been listening to Blog Talk, have been listening to teaching, know about the whole arm of God, what we must do with the whole arm of God. Some of you know that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but we wrestle with this thing called principality. Power, things that we cannot see of this world. That's the reason why Apostle Paul tells us to die to flesh daily. Our flesh will get us in trouble. He gives us specific instruction how to carry the whole arm of God. And so here in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he's letting us know, for though we walk in flesh, he's telling the Corinthians, he was writing these letters to the churches. Even he was doing it in home churches, the home. The woman opened the home. He was teaching them in the home. For we walk in flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. But look here. Let's go to the next verse. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down a stronghold. See, when we learn how to not walk in flesh, we go to this thing. When you go out your door, even when you're in your home, you are in a spiritual warfare, a battle. Some of our homes are a battlefield. I need you to understand that your home is a battlefield. Even in the Bible tell us that our own enemy could be amongst us in our own household. So you are in a spiritual warfare in your own home. You're in a spiritual warfare with your own self. Uh-oh, let me help you out. What are you talking about, Sister LaShawn? I'm glad that you said something because I'm going to explain it to you. You can be in a warfare with your own self. That's the reason why it's saying, for though we walk in flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. That means you can be in a warfare within yourself. How do we be in a warfare within ourselves? We can be battling a warfare in our mind. That's why the next Bible verse come in. For the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God to pull down the stronghold. Strongholds of addiction, stronghold of depression, and everything that's trying to oppress you, the things that's in your mind, because he tells us, cast down those imaginations. When we look at the verse 5, it tells us to cast down the imagination and every high thing that assault itself against the knowledge of God. That's where Satan attacked us at, through the knowledge of God, through the wisdom, through the truth. If he know he can get you, that you don't have a knowledge of who Christ is, a knowledge of who Yahweh is, what he have done, who is the creator of all things, everything above, everything beneath. He created us all, and he can get your mind and fool you that you don't walk in, because it let us know people are perished. We are seeing it today. They are perished because of what? Because of the lack of knowledge. But right here, Paul is teaching us, no, I'm coming to break this tradition off of you. I come as Christ. When you see y'all crucified him, but I come to represent him. The same one you crucified because you said he was dealing with a Beelzebub spirit. I'm representing him. I'm going to keep carrying his message. So you stealing your tradition away. In religion ways that's coming against the knowledge of God, the truth of God, and tell us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Even your mind, even our mind have to be in obedience with Christ. It have to line up with Christ. We have to have a mind of Christ. We have to have the will of Christ. We got to walk as Christ. We can sit up here and quote. Do you not know how many people I know that can quote the Bible very well? I listened to this woman's story. She was on drugs and how she got beat by a drug dealer and how he beat her so bad. And she was telling her story, but she was using a lot of unclean words. She was saying, she was saying some stuff, but that's her way of telling her story, because what she was from, she was saying she was a prostitute and she'd been on drugs for a long time, and she ended up being with the guy that was pimping her. So she, that how she was telling her story, her testimony. She was using some words, but that woman knew the Bible. She was talking about Psalms 23, Psalms 121. She said the word, God helped her and delivered her through it. That's the reason why we shouldn't judge nobody, because he can take the same one like her and still use her. It's between her and God. But she knew the word, and she said how she got through her trials and tribulations. She said the man beat her so bad, and she was saying how even her own family and his family used to beat her. But she knew the word of God. You can know the word of God, but the enemy could still mess with your mind. Come on. That's what Paul went to the church, to the Corinthians, to get this tradition and the mindset of the people, because they still was operating in religion and tradition. And he was letting them know how to war. He's letting us know same thing that applied for the Corinthians, and same thing Paul was speaking to the church. It's applied to you and me today. We do not, for we walk in flesh, but we do not war after flesh. If you try to war this thing in flesh, it's going to beat you down. It's going to weigh you down. It's going to knock you up off your feet. Like it's going to the wind about your body. You cannot, and Paul told us, we got to learn how to put on the whole armor of God, because he let us know that we wrestle not with flesh and blood. He's letting us know in 2 Corinthians in chapter 10 by this verse, for though we walk in flesh, but we do not war after flesh. You arguing with your spouse. You arguing with your ex. You arguing with your, why are you sitting up there arguing with your children? When you open the word, I'm here today to tell you, you got to whoop them with the word. Sometimes God needs to bridle some of our tongue, which is not a bad thing. It could be a good thing, because if your tongue is bridle, he can move your eyes to see what's really going on with your daughter. He can show you what's really going on with your son. He can show you what's really going on with your husband and your wife. Oh, but better yet, he will show you what's going on with yourself. Who am I talking to tonight? Some of our tongues do need need to be brighter, because we got to get in that that position where God is speaking to us from the inside, not our flesh. Because when we walk in flesh, we cannot hear the true word of God. We can't hear his voice because we rebellious against the truth. We are rebellious against what he is instructing us to do. We are walking in flesh. And when you walk in flesh, we're going to make fleshly decisions. And then when we get ourselves in those positions, then we want to call everybody, want everybody to pray for us. We want people to intercede for us. But we are walking the crushing for you. Are you dying to self? The book will help you. I don't care what's going on with your mind. When I talked about a spiritual warfare, there was time when the enemy will come in and attack you in your mind, in your body. But sometimes if you got to open the book and lay that great book upon your heart, upon your chest, upon your mind, the book, the word, because when you put on the whole armor of God and you can't put on that. Let me tell you something. You cannot put on the whole armor of God and have stinky thinking. You cannot put on the whole armor of God and be dirty and filthy. When you put on the whole armor of God and you put that sword, which is the spirit of the living God, his word, you better know how to use the sword. That's how you're going to beat the enemy, by standing on his word, using his word. Because he know your weakness. He's going to use it now, and he's going to use it in the, we already in the end time. And if he know your mind is the weakest thing, he's going to use your mind. That's the reason why 2 Corinthians 10, Paul is telling us, cast down these imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We got to cast it down. We got to pull it down, because we know this weapon of our warfare is not carnal. It's mighty. When we know, if you know what's on your side, if you know that you got a mighty army fighting for you in your household, when you open your mouth and pray, when you open your mouth and worship, you releasing things from heaven. And when you know and you walking in faith and not wavering, when you walking in faith and not thinking and have double-minded and lukewarm, you got more on your side than they have on their side. Don't entertain what's going on around you. You keep your eyes upon the hill to which come your help. Your help come from the Father. Your help come from Christ. He's going to help you through, but you're going to have to do your work. You're going to have to put your hands together, get down on your face. If the angels, if the elders in heaven can bow down to the Father in heaven and throw their crown, they got crowns up on their head, if they can cast their crown at the feet of Jesus, if they can cast their crown at the feet of Yahweh, why we can't cast our body down to his feet on our face and cry out, it's me and the need of prayer. It's my mind. I need my mind delivered. Come on. Who am I talking to tonight? We should be doing the same thing, casting ourselves down, laying ourselves down. For though we walk in flesh, but we do not war after flesh, cast yourself down. Get at his feet. Read his word. Worship him. I tell you, I have seen things move by just worship him. I have seen with my own eyes. I'm here to testify. You get your healing and deliverance by worship him, through worship him. He will begin to show you your fault, your flawless. He begins to show you where you met. Up, because you in a position, in a posture that you saying, here I am, Father, create me a clean heart. Here I am, to change my heart. When you say, I want more of you and I want to be more like you. I want more of your glory. I want more of your understanding. I want more wisdom. Where you got to not walk in flesh. You got to pull down those imagination that coming through your thoughts. Because we know the enemy come after our minds a lot of times. I can't do this. Why this? Why I'm going through this? Why I had to lose this? Why my children like this? Why my marriage had to end? Why I'm losing my car? Why this and that and that? And God saying, I'm trying to give you something better. I'm trying to elevate you. See, you was on the wrong path. You was going down the wrong direction, but I'm trying to change your path. I'm trying to tear you to cross over to the other side. Because when you get over to the other side, you're going to get your healing. When you cross over to the other side, you're going to get your breakthrough. When you cross over to the other side, you're going to get your deliverance. And sometimes we got to cross. My God, Holy Spirit, I felt that. Oh, sometimes you got to cross yourself on the other side to break these cycles, to uproot those generational curses that's in your bloodline. Sometimes it takes you, the deliverer of your family, to cross yourself on the other side. Just like the Hebrew, just like the Israelite, they cross over when he parted the Red Sea. Who the Son set free is free indeed. So you cross, and no, some of us got to cross over for our family. Sometimes your family too weak. And they cannot cross over with you. You cross yourself over for your marriage. You cross yourself over for your child. You cross yourself over for yourself. Everybody can't carry the cross with you. Sometimes you just got to do it. Help. Sometimes you just got to do it yourself. Cross yourself over and watch what the Father do. I tell you, I have seen some things. Like I said last week, when you say you want more, it's yes. And when you see, your yes can cost you. Your yes will cost you. You better be careful about saying yes to his will and yes to his way. Use me. Because when he use you, he will use you in places that people don't want to go. He will use you to do certain type of deliverance that people don't want to do. How do I know it? I know it for myself. When others in their bed sleep, when others want to follow the leader and follow the crowd, he's going to tell you to do it. But your rewards is coming from heaven. He's going to have you to do it. He's going to have you and send you as his mouthpiece to that drug addict son. He's going to use you as his mouthpiece for that broken marriage. He's going to use you as his mouthpiece to lay hand on the sick. He's going to use you as his mouthpiece to heal those that's binding their mind, that's dealing with mental issues. When those that don't want to do it, those that don't want to do get dirty, they don't want to deal with it. I know it. I have seen it myself. That's part of carrying a filthy garment. Even Paul had to carry the filthy garment. That's why he even said, the thorn in my flesh, the enemy, the infirmity, he asked God 3 times to remove it. See, a lot of people don't understand the thorn in the thorn in the flesh. No. God said, no, I'm going to leave it because my grace is sufficient, even when you weak, even when you're dealing with that infirmity in your body. My grace is going to sustain you. My grace is going to give you peace. My grace is going to be with you. When you keep your eyes up on me, my grace is going to speak through you. Even though you weak, even though you dealing with this pain, even though they tried to crucify you, Paul went through so much. They tried to kill him so many times. Oh, but my grace is going to be with you when you weak. A lot of time we don't want to get up and speak to the people, especially when the people being rebelling, especially when we know people are pulling on us and don't believe nothing that come from the mouthpiece. But I leave this with you tonight. Some of us is battling the warfare, even in our body. I can tell you many a time how I dealt with warfare, even this week in my body. Every time you speak the truth, or you have a prophetic dream, or the enemy trying to fight you so you can't see, they coming after your eyes, they trying to come after your ears, they don't want you to see the plans, what they up to. And then this week, y'all got to know the season. My God, Holy Spirit, help your people. That's the reason why I say pray without season. Pray all the time. When they said a lot of people pray, they turn their face to the east, to Israel. Some people still do that. They turn to the east and they pray. See, you got to know the season we are in. Are we paying attention to the season? Here in Texas, been getting hit with a lot of hell. Are you paying attention to his season? You got to know the famine. When he send the famine, when God send the famine, it's for the people. You got to know what that famine mean. When God is doing his work, we got to know how to move out the way and be still and let him do what he need to do, even with us, even with our family, with our spouse, even with our children. We got to move out the way and let him have his way. You got to give your child back to Christ. We were just a vessel. We got to give them back to him because they belong to him. Our body don't belong to us. It belongs to him. We don't work for men. Yeah, we go out there and work on the physical job, but we are the body of Christ. We work for his kingdom. We belong to him. Don't nothing belongs to us. That's why he tells us in Matthew, don't worry about this thing on this earth. Don't store up treasure up on this earth. Don't worry about what you're going to eat and drink. You better walk with that verse from this next couple season. I don't care what they doing in a grocery store. I don't care what they doing to the water. I don't care what they doing to the food. This one, we got to have a relationship with the Father, because he tell us don't store up things here on earth, and don't be worried about today. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to dress, how you're going to look, because all this stuff going to pass away. You worry about if your soul is saved. You worry about your salvation. You worry about if you got a connection with Christ, because if you connected to Christ and you doing the work for the kingdom, you don't have to bad for nothing. Man don't have to live by bread alone, but every word, his word. You gonna live by his word. You gonna survive by his word. You ain't gonna see no false. Yeah, you gonna see the false supernatural, but when you stand on the word in those times, those evil times, those difficult times, he's gonna send you real food. He's gonna give you bread of life. That's why he been telling us to take care of the temple. Get ready. We got to go on a type of fast that we've never been on for the end time, for the difficult time. Because when you lay your hand on your belly and say, I'm hungry, you're going to be filled with the living water, the true bread. I'm not just sitting up here talking. Y'all better believe what the word is saying to you tonight. You got to have that type of faith. You got to believe in that type of miracle. Do you not know God know that everybody can't store up? And do you not know that everybody his word. And he's going to take care of you. What did he say when he told the disciples to go out two by two? Don't take this. Don't take that. He gave them specific instruction what to take with them. Come on. What you packing up all that stuff for? You going to do the work for my kingdom. You don't need all that. You, oh my God, Holy Spirit, speak to your people tonight. You don't need 20 pair of pants. You don't need no 10 shirts and change clothes 3 times a day. You just take one pant, one shirt, one slipper. This is what I need because it's not about you. This not about your kingdom. This about the kingdom of God. So he gave them specific instruction what to take with them. Don't even pack up no food. Oh, my God, Holy Spirit, you better speak to your people tonight. Don't even pack up certain food because if you won't trust me, then I'm going to feed you on the way. You don't have to beg. Them apostles did not beg for nobody to send them to the next city to sow this. Sow this so I can get first class. Sow this so I can ride in a limo bus. Sow this so I can be in a 5-star hotel. No, they walked on feet. They walked to the next town, the next city, or they got on a donkey, or they got on a camel. They didn't have Escalade, Cadillacs. They didn't have no, what's the new car out now? Tough. They walked everywhere. Can you imagine what type of shoes they were walking in? Even he told them what type of shoes to wear. Do you know what type of shoes? Do you not know walking in a Delta? Rock Delta? I don't know if you ever been to California. If you ever been hiking in the Delta, them edgy rocks that will cut you up, scrape you up. You can break your leg and break your arm, climbing on them type of rocks. Just imagine how they walk through the Delta. He took care of them. God not going to send his people out to beg for nothing. Paul told us that even in 2 Corinthians, his people ain't going to beg. We are not beggars. We are not beggars. When we do the work for the kingdom of God, we here on PGN don't get paid. We not beggars because our reward don't come from Prophetic Grace Network. Our rewards come from heaven. Come on. We not beggars. He gave instruction to the apostles, to his disciples. When you go out, if they don't accept your word, come on, don't even leave your blessing. Leave out of that house, leave out of that city, dust your feet out. Come on. He was letting us know, Christ was letting us know right then and there, everybody ain't going to receive us. But if we was in flesh, if the disciples and apostles was in flesh, it would have been a different story. They have to have a mind of Christ to do the work for the kingdom of God. You better understand the spirit and try to test the spirit. Because Paul teaching us, we don't have to beg. We don't have to beg. And then when Paul got even tithes, when they even paid, you know, gave him some time and money, he sent it over there to the church in Israel. Come on. Because he was on assignment. He didn't keep it for himself. He didn't keep it for himself. We for to do the work for the kingdom of God. When we do the work for the kingdom of God, he'll supply all our needs. We do the work by teaching the truth. Everybody don't want to hear the truth. We got to know how sometimes you got to, I would listen to this man of God and I'm telling you, I wrote notes down. You got to start writing notes down. Go back and look at the word yourself. This Bible verse I'm giving you, you go back and you read it for yourself. You use this Bible verse to pray. You bind and you rebuke. Father God, Paul, Apostle Paul told us, that for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty through you, God, by pulling down the stronghold. This is a prayer point. Father God, every stronghold in my life, I pull them down. I pull every stronghold of mind control, every stronghold of addiction, every stronghold. You might be addicted to food, sweets, sodas. You might be addicted to watching TV, social media. I pull these strongholds. What stronghold is keeping you from spending time with the Father? What are these strongholds? Father God, you know you got to be bold in prayer. You got to be bold to be in his presence. I cast down every imagination. When it say every high thing, that means the prince of the thing that sit above us. Things that you cannot see. That's fighting against the will, that's fighting against the knowledge of God, fighting against the truth, the wisdom, the true prosperity, which is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We begin to cast it down. We begin to pull it down. And let us bring into captivity every thought, every ugly thought, every wicked thought, every deceiving thought, every manipulation thought, every lustful thought, every unclean thought. I cast it down. I pull them down. Father God, cleanse this temple. Excuse me. That's the type of relationship. Those are the type of cries we should be crying out. If you know that you have that type of problem and you're struggling, you shouldn't be walking around with a mind like that. So, Father God, I thank you for tonight. Father God, I thank you for your living word. Father God, I just pray that the people would take the word in 2 Corinthians, that they will go read in the book of Corinthians, the 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, even read the book about Paul teaching, the Ephesians. Father God, that they will understand about how we do not walk in flesh. We walk in flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. We have to surrender. We have to die the flesh. We have to surrender unto you so we can be delivered, so we can be healed, Father God. We have to get to a place that we have a relationship with you so we can have a closer walk, Father God, a mind like Christ. When we read these words, we read it, but are we being doers? And we read that we burn much fruit. What fruit are we really carrying in this hour? If we say greater is he that's in us than he in the world, have we even submit ourselves to you as a living sacrifice? Father God, I ask that you help them with their understanding when they read your word, that Father God, they will allow you to come in and sit at the table, allow you to be in their household, to have a relationship with you. You are the greatest teacher. Oh, Father God, that they will have a good relationship with you, Father God. Some of them need to cross themselves over. Some of them need to be stirred on the right path. And Father God, I ask that you do it in their life, Father God. You know, Father God, you give us the teaching. I'm just your mouthpiece. But Father God, if we draw nigh unto you, you're going to draw nigh unto us. Because your word tells us if you be lifted up, you will draw nigh all men unto you. So draw them to you, Father God, not them draw unto me or anyone that's on Prophetic Grace Network. Father God, we move out the way so they can draw nigh unto you, that they can run to you, that you are their shelter, you are their protector, you are their shield, you are their helper. Oh, Father God, you are their provider, you are the healer, you are a way maker, you still performing miracles. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for this teaching. I thank you for the teaching. And I speak there will be no backlash in our body, no backlash in our homes. And I speak that those who that have a restless night, that they will have a peaceful night, a sweet sleep. And we bind the hand of the adversary that's messing with their mind, that's causing restless sleep in the name of Jesus. So we're going to go ahead and take the first caller. Now, those that's listening in online, you can send a text and let me know that you are listening in online, because some people are listening in. They do listen in online. So you can send a text. You can send a text, 214-505-8719. You can send me a text and let me know. Oh, yeah. I just got, yes, yes, karma, yes, yes. I was just about, yes, I post something on Facebook about that. Let me, before I take callers, let me say this. Yes. Okay, I just got a text. Okay, so I posted on Facebook about this thing that karma text to me. And I hope she come back on. And she can talk about it some too. Y'all give me a second. Okay, so I posted this thing about what's going on this week. It's 3 days. I think it's still a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But tomorrow is the big, I think either Sunday or tomorrow is the biggest day of it. So there's this thing that's going on. You know, let me tell you, Satan likes to mimic the Holy Spirit. Satan likes to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, the truth. Satan is trying to pull as many of us, our young children, many into deception and pulling many. Have you not seen with your own eyes? That's why the book saying our eyes haven't seen, our ears haven't heard. This is what this talking about, things that, like I told y'all a couple months ago, this generation is about to see some things that our generation or our parents or grandparents ain't never seen, because we are in the end time and everything is beginning to manifest. So there is this, they call it, just like when we hear about the revival, the real revival, well, what you think the wicked people does? They have their revival. And so it's this satanic thing that's going on for the 3 days, and it's going on in Boston. Let me make sure I get it right. And so this is the second time they had it. They had it in Scottsdale, Arizona, and they moved to Boston. And this is something that's been going on for years. Like, I mean, we on the Father's time and season. He does things in season and time. Well, guess you know that Satan was in, you know, he know the season and time, so he have a candle too. He does stuff on his time too. Okay, let's see if I can pull it up. And so this thing that going on, these people against everything that's right, that's you know, the truth, the abortion. They support the LGBT, you know, ZT, But they have this big thing that's going on, and they call it the Witches' Day. And that's why I was going to mention something about this tonight, that we need to be praying from this day all the way to the 30th. Because and this is what the Holy Spirit revealed to me when I seen that this was going to take place this weekend. We need to pray. Watch the weather pattern. That's what I heard. Watch the weather pattern. Because remind you, this is a thing that they call celebrating the witches and everything, the money, the sacrifice, and everything that have to do with that kingdom, that dark world. So not only we know some, and I know this not for everybody, and I promise y'all I'm going to take calls. Some of these people, witches, are married to wizards and warlocks. Well, if you know what wizards and warlock does, and I just speak that the angel be released, the angel of fire to burn up everything, because this need to be said, because y'all need to go and anoint your children and pray over them, because these people are doing sacrifice. It's like the altar doing the blood sacrifice. We know the true blood of Christ, but they do their own ritual too. They are doing ritual, they doing sacrifice, they conjuring up. I'm telling you, they doing everything wicked. They doing everything wicked. And so you ain't no wizards and warlocks. They play with numbers. They know how to go into portals. There are certain portals in the earth, and they like to tap and open these portals. I'm telling you something that I know. This is something that I have not read up on during prayer. The Holy Spirit revealed to me and began to show me certain places that have portals. Arizona have portals, California, and out there in Colorado, different places have these portals. And they know this. They know this. So they begin to open the portal. Anytime they open the portal, some type of storms begin to happen. Y'all go see Yahweh for yourself. Ask him to give you confirmation for yourself. You have to pray. Watch the weather patterns. Watch and pray over the children. This is when the children come up missing. You got to pray over the children, the safety of the children. You got to pray, because now our body, when we praying, our body is really fit to be up on attack. That's the reason why some of us have been attacked in our body, because what's going on in the atmosphere. Remember what the word says, for we walk in flesh, but we do not war after flesh. And there are things, what do Ephesians 6 tell us? We do not wrestle with flesh and blood. There are things in this that we cannot see. We cannot see. And there's a battle waging war. There's a war raging over our head. What is the war raging over our head? This is a war that raging over our head is between the good and the evil. The righteous one and the unrighteous. And so this is what you want to put on the whole armor of God, that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principality, against the power, against the rulers of darkness. Listen. Give me some water. Against the rulers of darkness of this world. That's something you need to highlight. That's what's going on this weekend. Against the rulers of darkness of this world. Against the spiritual wickedness in high places. That was going on. There is a war raging in heaven for your family, for your children, because what is taking place, there is a lot of marking. They've been marking Christ. Before we was hearing, we've seen it a lot now. They blaspheming against the true word of God. They blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. They are open. Matter of fact, they are going to open a St. Catholic school, an after-school program. And they said this, let me tell you something. Y'all can go pull it up for yourself. They said this event that's going on this weekend is going to be the largest event ever. They expect billions of people to be at this event. People are traveling at this event. You better cover your car. You better sprinkle the blood today, tonight, 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 tonight. Get your oil. It's not the oil, but you got to have faith. Ask God to anoint that oil and sprinkle it like it's the blood of Jesus. Put the blood over your doorpost tonight, and no evil thing shall come near your dwelling place. That anything that's going on this weekend shall pass over your household, because you need to sprinkle the blood in your home, sprinkle it on your car, sprinkle it on your children. You sprinkle the blood that death will pass over your doorpost, because what is going on and what's taking place. Some of you, when you walk out your door, you're going to feel it because it's going to hit you. When you're going in a grocery store, you're going to feel it because what is going on? They want to in Boston, they trying to sue them. They were suing Scottsdale, Arizona, because they a lot of people standing up against it. And what they want to do is put this statue of this head, they sent it, statue next to the Ten Commandments. You see how they mocking and blaspheming the Holy Spirit? You going to put your satanic statue with that old beast-looking head, and see, I gave a word that the beast have been released. The beast is released. You want to put it against the Ten Commandments, you've got to wake up, y'all, because they just passed in the state of Texas, the Ten Commandments in the school. So what you think Satan and his evildoers and the one that worship him, what you think they going to do? This is praying time. Well, they going to try to build more statues, and they going to put all they wicked things where if they put the Ten Commandments in school, we for the fight against that. If they want to say they don't want abortion, we going to fight against that. It is praying time. Y'all can go reach for yourself. So, Father God, we just speak a covering. We speak, I think, karma just came on. Y'all, promise y'all, I'm going to take y'all call. I'm going to take y'all call. But this is something that needs to be said, because I post this on Facebook, and I know some of y'all that's on here have seen this Facebook post. I post what was going to go on. This is a three-day event that we need to start praying. When people post stuff like this and speak about this, it's for you to pray. You better not leave your household without a covering. You better not lay down without applying the blood of Jesus, praying over your children, because that's who they are after. We need to pray over the children because they do sacrifice. Like I say, a lot of children come up missing at this time. That's their holiday. Let me see if this karma.
Yes, this is
111. Okay. Okay. Thank you for telling me, because I was going to talk about that anyway. I shared that on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm letting everybody know we have to pray. You mentioned that about the Ten Commandments. That happened this week. I had sent that to Prophet Randy. Also, understand that some time ago, the Grammys came on. And there was a lot of satanical rituals in those performances, and people take them as performances, and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're releasing spirits. They're releasing spirits in the land, you know, through the media, through music, through the movies. And so we have to start getting serious, because all these things that are happening now is because people are not taking God's word seriously. I was even talking to a friend today, well, a longtime friend from high school, and he's an agnostic now. He doesn't want you to talk to him about the Bible. So we need to open our mouths. We need to start reaching out to people. We can't stay dormant anymore. The things are getting serious. And the Lord was talking to me about prayer this week, and I'll get into that tomorrow. But you're on target. Prophet Randy was talking on some topics about inheritance, and so I'll be talking about that tomorrow. But do know we have to all pray. We have to all pray. This is serious time. And be careful what you watch on TV. These things are being loosed on you. Through football games, you see different weird stuff being presented. And we have to really seriously. And one of the songs, one day I don't know where I was, but I heard that song, Unholy. That's the title of it, Unholy. And that came on the Grammys. Jay-Z came on and he laid a table, a long table, mocking the table of the Last Supper and calling himself a name similar to Yahweh. These artists are really, you know, and then Beyonce said, thank you, God. But then she started thanking the gay community and all this other stuff. And I was like, which God is she talking about? So, you know, people, if you're listening to this, you're getting influenced by these things. I know that some believers like to listen to secular music. We have to be real careful. You get messages. First, it was really subtle, but now they're out and open about it. They don't care. The satanic churches are going into the military using the chapels, and everybody in the military, they have chapels and services there, and they take turns. You know, the different denominations take turns. Well, they fought for that too, and so they have services in those chapels too. So they're trying to gain, you know, power, but we got to shut it down. We got to fight back, and it's through prayer. It's not against flesh and blood. It's in prayer. We have to stand up in prayer. So tell everybody about it. This is serious time. And one thing that the Lord was showing me now was, I go, why Boston? Why Boston? That's where a lot of our government stuff started. The pilgrims started there. They prayed.
Wow.
They prayed. And so they're showing a lot of these things over there. They're strategically going to certain places. And so Boston, I knew there was something, some connection. I said, so I looked it up, and a lot of things have originated in Boston. So the pilgrims came there. They settled there when they came in the Mayflower. So all this, you know, they're trying to do it strategically. So please pray. It's not a time for, you know, oh, no, we'll let somebody else pray. No, we have to. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our families, over our cities, over our homes, over our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to shut down anything that's going on in that place, Father God, that it will not take place, Father God, that it would – whatever they're trying to do will not manifest in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, I ask you, Father God, to alert the body of Christ, Father God, that it will go around and everybody starts praying. Because your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I heal their land. So thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you hear our prayers. And we thank you, and we give you all the praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I thank you for coming on to share that, because I did post that. I seen that, and I posted to make people aware of it. And like I said, this is praying time. This is not playing time. It's praying time. And I just ask the Father to continue to cover those who's on the wall, those who is awake, and you are one of those that's awake. Stay on the wall, continue to stay awake. And I just ask God to cover us. That's so important. that y'all let me say this. Everything is a season. Everything lined up. Couple months ago, we was sounding the alarm for the gatekeepers to rise, to lock up the city. Now do y'all get it? While we are crying out for the gatekeepers to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up and lock up your city. Even here in the state of Texas, I have seen things coming in the state of Texas. Dallas.
Mm.
We need to be praying for Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You
and
got
there's
to
a lot
stand
of
up to it.
Tornadoes.
Right.
Have you seen the tornadoes? All this is being released. You know, it's really weird. The areas that you go, that there's, and they're horrible tornadoes. They just rip houses from the foundation. And so we got to pray against all the, and if it's not tornadoes, it's hurricanes. If it's not hurricanes, it's golf-sized
hail.
So, you know, these things are prophesied in the end times that they're going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are starting to happen. They're trickling in. We have to pray. We have to be a praying body. Another thing I want to mention, years ago, I was in my early 30s. And the Lord, I was a military wife, and I had moved to Germany. And so we went to France to Euro Disney. And I had an experience there where the Lord, after we had gone on the rides and everything, at the end, there's a parade of lights. And the Lord told me, you see this? He says, this is idolatry. But the thing was, and I paid attention. I put two and two together because the night before I was in a prayer service at someone's house and it was past midnight. And so one of the sisters that had come in came and said that she had a dream with me. She was a new believer and she had a dream with me. And she said that we were in her house and that there was a mouse that came in her house. And all of them jumped on the sofa, and I went and I grabbed the mouse and I slammed it on the floor, and I opened the window and I threw it out the window. But when it hit outside, there were thousands and thousands of mice, thousands, lots of them. It was just covered, and I was like, "What?" She says, "I don't know what that means." But the next, you know, that same day after midnight, we went on a bus and we went to Euro Disney. So when I heard the Lord say, this is idolatry, I said, oh, Lord, I wish that you would have told me that before I bought the souvenirs because I wasted money on all that. When I got home, I got rid of all that stuff out of my house.
Amen.
And guess what?
Amen.
That Disney stuff has been, this was 30, when I was in my 30s, this is over 30 years ago. Okay? This was like, yeah, about 30 years ago, a little less than 30 years ago. And look, today Disney is bigger than ever. So that that dream of me throwing that dead mouse that I had gotten rid of, throwing it out, and being around other mice was symbolic of that. It would be greater. It would be greater. These things were going to get worse. They were going to multiply. So we see it today in the movies. Look at the Little Mermaid. That's a water spirit.
Right.
That's a water spirit.
Right.
And it has a lot of us. Mm-hmm. They're releasing these spirits on our children, on our grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
on the little ones. And they grow
That's
up with
right.
all it, and then they end up having problems, and they don't even know where these problems come.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds
mm-hmm.
strange to a lot of people that are listening, but if I hadn't experienced it myself, I wouldn't have believed it. And we have to be careful what we watch. And it's now they're bolder than ever. Now it's not hidden in a cute little movie. Now it's out there. They're making all kinds of satanical movies and inspired
mm-hmm.
by Satanists. So be prayed up. And like you said, put on the armor. We shouldn't have the armor taken off anyway. We should
Amen.
Have it on 24/7. Amen. All right. So
Amen.
That was my
You're question. Right by Disney, because when the Holy Spirit spoke to me about Disney and I can go into some deep stuff and underground tunnels, and they don't want to hear that. They don't want where they keeping the kids.
Yes, I heard that from a lady pastor. She used to work in the Florida one, and she said there was a lot of
right.
weird stuff going on in there because
mm-hmm.
employees work on the underground tunnels.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. The Holy Spirit, I didn't read nothing. He revealed that to me. And that island, we prophesied about the island that it was going to be a big explosion with a lot of these people going to the islands, doing things with these children. I'm telling you, when we speak, it might sound weird to you, to y'all, mm-hmm. but if you on a prayer line, if somebody's speaking these things, it's for you to pray. That's why God revealed it to the watchman, yes. the prophet, the seer. Even he would reveal it to the intercessor. We just not up here talking. Mm-hmm. It's for you to pray. And everything that is true, you're going to know the true one because it's going to come to pass. You're going to know the true
one. Get those things out. Get those things out of your house. Some people don't believe it. And I know that I had a pastor because he didn't feel it. He didn't feel it at all. And he didn't, you know, but his wife was an intercessor. And she would get bombarded with these attacks at night. And so we don't, you know, not everybody's going to feel these things, but believe it. It is real. These things are real. We got to get rid of all these things out of our home. But not only that, continue praying for the rest of the nation, for the world, because this is all over the world, too.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. I thank you for coming on, y'all. Check come Amen. Out tomorrow. I'm pretty sure she will be teaching more about this, but this is prayer. It's not playing time. It's prayer time. You pray. You got to pray. And a lot of leaders are getting attacked this week in their body. Now you know why you're getting attacked, because what is going on? There's a war going on. There's a war going on. And these people, you can look at
you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They want to keep you from praying. You're too busy thinking about your body and the attacks kind of happening on your body or the other things that you don't have time for the other stuff. But no, we got to press through. God bless
you. That's right. God bless you, and thank you for calling in. I tell you, we got to press. We got to stay on the battlefield. You're going to get wounded, but get back on the battlefield. You got to get back on the battlefield and pray that God give you spiritual strength. We need that spiritual strength. That's why he pulls some of us off of certain things, off of certain food, off even off of your job, off of, you know, he's pulling us to rest because what is taking place on the earth. Thank y'all for being so patient. So we about to take callers 803-991. Miss, who I'm speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, Sean, this is Angela, South Carolina.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Is mm-hmm. there any prayer requests or something you want to share?
Well, I hear what you're talking about tonight. My friend of mine told me about the children and everything. Told me that about a couple years ago, so I've been praying about that because, yeah, you're right, they take children underground. There's a lot of evil stuff that goes underneath the earth, right under our feet. And with the tunnels and everything,
come on.
The tunnels and all that, mm-hmm. the White House and tunnels, there are tunnels all over mm-hmm. the planet. Yeah, so you do have to stand and pray. I heard about the satanic gathering also. I saw that on the clip of Hunger. And, so that's real deep. I didn't know it was going to be that big, what you were saying, but, yeah, I did see that come through that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Father, we just thank you for you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I want to clear for myself because I've been, you know, dealing with some stuff too. So your message was for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. Father God, we thank you for what I see a block, and not a block that's some blocking you, but something blocking from getting to you. You're even with your body and stuff, the enemy been trying to attack you, trying to weigh you down. But I see that God, like a hedge of protection, that's what, like a hedge of protection. That hedge of protection is your shield. It's the blockage. It's what it's like putting on that whole arm of God, the breastplate, so you can quench every fiery dart. But I can see like these shields, this like a block, that whatever the enemy is trying to do with you in this hour, in this season, the Father is going to block it. You're going to have to pray, oh, okay, okay. I don't know why I'm saying this. I guess the medieval time, that's what I can think of. That's what I'm looking at. You know how they put on the whole armor? They had the armor. I guess it's the medieval time, what I'm seeing. But they had those shields, the shield. If you go look at the whole armor, but they had the shield. Sometimes they'll get together, the gladiator. I don't know, but I'm saying medieval time. That's what I'm going to say. But they will come together, bunch together, and they will all get together, and they will put up that shield. And when the enemy shoot those arrows, it's not going to hit them because their shield is up. And then they'll get together and they'll march across the enemy line together because they shooting these arrows at them. It's like that. That's what I see. That you push. You, my God, Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. You push with this shield of faith. You push. You push with the shield of faith. You push with this armor because you're going to have up, like Psalms 91 say, that he's going to give angel charge over you. They're going to be on the battlefield with you, warring with you. And so this shield, this block, is going to block what the enemy is going to try to shoot at you in this hour, but you're going to have to push, walk, push, keep walking, walk, push. Because you got the equipment, and he's going to show you how to use the equipment and use it the right way to push through, push through, push your way through, push in this season, push with the word of God, push and stand on the word of God, push because you have the shield of faith. You push because you have the thing to protect you, to quench every fiery dart. You're going to push, and those darts, those arrows going to fall out. And so, Father God, I thank you. Whatever is you's protecting her from, Father God, it's all going to work out for your good. Trust him in this season that all things is going to work out for your good. You trust him and you love him that all things going to work out together for your good. But you keep pushing. Stay on the battlefield. Pray for the strength of the Lord to strengthen you in this hour, to strengthen you in this season. And you push your way through because there's a protection, a wall of protection, the wall of fire around you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God, LaShawn. You nailed everything, my God. When I go to, I just started doing this yesterday or today. When you were saying the putting on the shield like the gladiators, when I'm getting dressed in the morning, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm saying, Lord, I'm putting on my shield of faith like this. Just like what you were describing is what I imagine myself putting on before I leave my house. The wall of fire around me.
That's your confirmation.
Wow.
Lord. Yes, when the wall of fire you can't around you, nothing can penetrate you. Sometimes the enemy is trying to knock us down and we might feel the effect. But you get yourself up, and you get yourself up by worship. You get yourself up by praying. You get yourself up by speaking the word of God, declaring, decree his word over you, word over your mind, your body. Because sometimes my body do get hit, that it will knock us down. Okay, Lord, I need your strength. I need the spiritual strength to strengthen me back up. I'm going to rest, but while I'm resting, I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be crying out because I'm going to get back up and get on the battlefield.
Amen. You're exactly right. Wow. Yes, I've been exactly like you're saying, some things that got me down this week, you know, certain people in my life and stuff, and, you know, I went down. My strength went down, and I'm like, Lord, my strength is gone. I said, I got to rely on you because, you know, this is wearing me down. And like you said, I got in my quiet place, which I know how to get to my quiet place. I know where I can go, and I sing, and I pray, and I, like I said, get in the word, I play my music. And he breathes my strength back up. So I know where my help comes from. And so the shield, like you were saying, I've been quoting that scripture all this week, Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, spiritual darkness, wickedness in high places. And so every day I've been saying that before I go to work. And so like the more I say it, the more I've been getting confident. The more I say it, the more people come in, like they're coming against me for some reason. But, you know, I know God is working on me to use me. And I'm trying not to like you say, you know, put my words and my mouth on, you know, not something he don't want me to say, but just walking away from it or try to defuse it or, you know, but at the same time let them know that, you know, I'm not here to be your enemy, you know. So that's been a
challenge. Right. And do this too. Ask God, is there anything, sometimes we put ourselves in situations. It could be our fault, you know, our decision. But ask him if there's anything that you have done, and ask him to teach. And, you know, I heard this bishop saying this, and I, you know, that's part of examining ourselves. If I am at fault, did I do something wrong to cause this? That's examining yourself. Yeah, wow. Well, and then ask him to correct, help you to correct it. Why you won't make those decisions no more. And, you know, repent. Number one thing, repent for it. Ask God to help you to do better, to where you won't make those mistakes. We all did it. I did it. We all do it. And so, and ask God to give you wisdom. If he say cut, let him cut some friends. And if he tell you not to do this, do it.
Right.
Whatever he's telling you in the secret, you do it. You repent and ask the Father to forgive you and ask him to help you do it correctly.
Exactly.
And so, because a lot of stuff we can cause in our own life, and he don't want that for us.
Right. Amen. So, that's what I mean. I think for me, you know, I like my time, but I don't get enough time to myself. I can't get a little, I would say cranky and moody, but I have to have my time, and it's just me and God, nobody else. I don't call, text, nothing. When I ain't getting that and there's people pulling at me, you know, it makes me a little, I don't say irrational, I don't try to be mean or nothing, but it can kind of work your nerves when people are constantly pulling on you.
Uh-huh.
So they don't realize it, but you don't say nothing. You let it go and go and go until you just, you know, had your breaking point. You're like, God, I can't do this. I need a break. And so, sometimes people still get mad at you. It's like, I don't understand. I'm giving you whatever, all I can give you, but it's like more and more and more. And I got to have a break. I got to rest. You know, I got to have time with my Father, and I have to get in my quiet place, because if I don't, I ain't going to be my best. I can't be my best. So,
I believe that's where that block is coming. He's going to block, cut some things off. You know, let him be God. Let him do him. You know, sometimes we got to cut the ring off. Let me tell you what happened. My phone, see, you got to know the ways of the Father. Now my phone broke, wouldn't take no charge, it broke. So I'm like, okay, I don't get mad, I don't get upset, because I know the ways of the Father. I know his ways. And so, okay, well, whenever I knew I had insurance on the phone, so when I won't first of all, I don't even watch TV or nothing like that. If I have that TV on, it's on worship or listen to Bible app. And so I'm like, okay, well, I wasn't in no big rush to get another phone, so I took my time. And so when I got the phone, now remind you, the phone wasn't charging. And so when I did get the phone, I couldn't transfer nothing over, nothing. I went on and put the Samsung card up in there, and, you know, I lost a lot of contact and, you know, stuff like that. But, see, you got to know the ways of God. You got to know his ways. And I ain't going to reach out to them people and add them back into the phone. If God wants them people up in that phone, they would have been up in there. So sometimes things will happen for him to remove and clean up. He's cleaning up the line. He's cleaning up some stuff. He know the ones pulling on you. He know the one that does not honor you and respect you as doing the serving of his kingdom. And so he's not going to allow them to keep doing that. He's going to remove them. And so when he get ready to separate and remove them, even your own family, you got to allow him to do what he needs to do. Even look what Jesus said. Who are thy mother, thy brother? The ones that do the work for the kingdom of God. That's who my mother and my brother is. Everybody not doing the work for the kingdom of God. They come to distract. They come to pull. You let him do what he needs to do. He's going to let you know. He's going to let you know. And so when I got the phone, I put that phone down because as soon as I got the phone, I'm asleep. The phone's going off, even on Michigan. It's going off 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. I cut that ring off. Disturbing your sleep. You got to know when a distraction come in. You don't have to answer every call, everyone. You don't. Mm-hmm. When you're spending time with God, it's that you and your time, him, and the time between you and him, you don't have to answer that phone call. It's God timing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't respect that. They don't understand because I'm not answering your call. I might be shutting myself up with my father. And a lot of people don't honor that.
Right. Yeah, I did turn the phone off. I had to do that. I had to shut it off. I had to cut it off some days to get, just peace of mind, just quietness, And so I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, that's right.
Right. Yeah. And don't cast your pearls amongst the swarms. And be led. Father, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to pray some prayer? He just don't want us to pray. Y'all think this rude and cruel, but the Father has spoke to y'all many. Some of these people go through prophet after prophet after prophet after prophet, chasing these prophets. And the Father then spoke to them, and sometimes he would not allow us to pray for them because I'm telling y'all, some of these people will call 5 people within the one day to pray for them, and then they'll end up calling you. Do you not know the Holy Spirit will let us know? I'm telling you, you're not fooling no one. He will let us know. He shut our mouth. So people think they fooling someone and they not. And then they think you being mean. No. You got to get that relationship with the Father. You got to open your book and read. You got to search him. And if he want me to give you, he'll send those to give you confirmation. So do what he instruct you to do in this season.
Yes,
so God bless you and just stay in the secret place with him.
Yes. God bless you too. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You have a blessed weekend.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, 251-342. This is Sister LaShawn. Last was calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, LaShawn, it's Latrice from Bama.
Hey, Latrice, how you doing?
It is well in spite of. It's well.
Amen. Well, how can I pray for you tonight?
Believe in God that you will pray as he allows.
I sure will. Well, thank you, Father God, for your daughter, Latrice, Father God. Thank you for moving. You know what? Before I pray, I was listening to the word of God, and I was worshiping. And one of the worship, because like I said, I have my TV on worship or the prayer. It's very, if I look at a movie, it's like a inspired movie, like the miracle, some Jesus, something like that. But I was looking at worship, and there was a box with a blue ribbon on it, with a blue ribbon on it. And the word, it was a worship song. I'm trying to say, Holy Spirit, tell me what worship song. But the word was a spiritual gift. And when I seen that, your name came flashing in front of me. And so that's what he was saying. It's a spiritual gift that God is going to give you.
All right.
Not a physical gift. It was a white box with a blue ribbon. It was a blue ribbon. I seen a blue ribbon around it. And then when I seen that,
I'm like, oh, my God, because I was just looking at it. And then your name, mm-hmm. Latrice, came up. And then I say, oh, my God, that's what I seen when I prayed for her. And it was like, these are gifts. This is God would give gifts. That's what it was. They were saying God give gifts to his people. God give gifts to the righteous. He give gifts. And I was like, oh, it's a spiritual gift.
All right.
So it's something spiritually that the Father is going to give you. You will have to seek him in prayer or worship, and he's going to reveal to you this spiritual gift. It's nothing physically, it's spiritually.
All right.
And so that was my confirmation for you. It's a spiritual gift that the Father is going to give you. So, Father God, I ask that you help her with the understanding about the spiritual gift and what is required of her to receive this spiritual gift. Do she got to come up? Do she got to come a little higher to receive it? Do she got to take it? Father God, when she spend time with you, Father God, show her, make it plain and clear about this spiritual gift that you're about to implant. It's about to give to her in this season. And I thank you for this spiritual gift. It could be anything. It could be a double push. I'm not trying to read more into it, but that's what I just heard, the spiritual gift. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for continuing to order in her steps. Father God, we know men don't buy bread alone, Father God. Continue to fill up with your word, Father God. Even give her things, Father God. Even when you pray for people because you have a healing anointing on you, just like you read in the book about Paul and Peter, that they had that miracle, that supernatural, that miracle, just like you read it. You have to walk in that faith, that you have the same faith to pray over people and receive, for them to receive their miracle. But God's going to show you exactly how to hit the target, how to pray. Because might be them healing, healing. And some people be mad at God when they get sick. They get mad. They get mean. But God's going to show you. You're going to know how to pray. You're going to know how to hit the target. And you're not going to miss. So pay attention to that. Don't get distracted about these things that are going on around you in your life with your family, even with coworkers. Don't get distracted. You keep pressing. You keep your eyes on Christ. And the spiritual gift, he will reveal it to you in the secret time, the secret place. And so, Father God, I thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I believe he's already doing some through his revelation. Because I have been in expectation of whatever it is, and he's dealing with me in some areas, and that is more than likely what it is. And
Right, he revealed that to me this week. I mean, I was sitting up there and I seen it, and then I'm like, and it's a spiritual gift. And then your name just came up, Latrice. It came,
right.
And I said, oh, my God, it's a spiritual gift. It was a white, like I said, a white box with a blue ribbon. This is how the Holy Spirit speaks. This is how he come back and give confirmation, because he know that you are still seeking something. You could be seeking in the wrong direction, seeking and looking in the wrong way, but he's going to come back and give the correct. No, this is what I'm talking about right here.
Mm-hmm. Well, go, God. And we do
so
tell the Lord.
So continue to seek him on it. Right. And continue to pray, and you'll know. He know what we need in this hour. We taught on it that the rewards come from heaven. The great rewards come from heaven. So there you go.
Yeah. It is real in spite of.
Amen.
Yes. But I do thank you, LaShawn. That's some of the answers that I needed. For the confirmation, and I thank you.
You're welcome. You give the glory
Amen.
To the Father. Thank
and
you
keep
for...
doing what you do, girl. God bless you.
Thank you for calling in. Have a blessed weekend and keep us lifted
too,
up
man.
In prayer. Okay?
I
All
do
right.
it. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. 951-966, Nancy's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister Sean. This is Regina from California.
Hey, Regina. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Well, that's a special prayer request. Oh, excuse me. A special prayer request?
No. No, it's however God leads you.
All right. Did you have somebody graduate in your family?
My daughter. Well, that's the
your
testimony
daughter.
Within itself right there.
Right. I thought that was because she looked just like you. I thought that was your daughter.
Yeah, that's my middle daughter.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's God opening doors right there. That's the testimony uh-huh. right there within itself, that only God opened the door for that. You know, it's been a long time, but, you know, with the grace of God, it happened. She didn't graduate. And, you know, just seeing God hand moving and just thanking God. I don't know if I talked to you, I had COVID earlier
mm-hmm.
part of the month. I was tested positive and nothing like before, so God just brought me through that and just moving here. So
Amen.
Thank God for that. Yeah.
Amen. Well, we thank God for what he's doing in your daughter's life. We thank God for bringing her through the trial, tribulation. We thank God for healing
yes.
your body. And we speak that there will be no backlash, you know, no retaliation, no, you know, anything attached to cause any damage to any organs. And we just speak that the Father do his new blood transfusion, that he wash everything mm-hmm. that need to be washed and purified on the inside. So, Father God, we thank you for, you know, continuing to show up in your daughter's life, and we just speak that you continue to arise, continue to be his eyes upon that job. I don't know if you realize, but God is using you at your workplace to be his eyes, to pray for those
mm-hmm.
people. And so I don't know if you realize that, but that's why you there, to pray, to be his eyes. So I ask that the Father will
mm-hmm.
give you that wisdom and that understanding that you will know. If he tell you go to room 206, go to room 206.
Mm-hmm.
If he tell you lay hands on the x-ray, lay hands on the x-ray. If he tell you to pray for your boss that giving you a hard time, pray, do what thus said the Lord, because your assignment can be
mm-hmm.
your workplace. So, Father God, I ask that you
mm-hmm.
continue to speak to her and give her direction on exactly why she's in that department and what do you need her to do. Use her for your kingdom, Father God, because you got the Father's flipping this thing. He's flipping it all across the board. He's raising up these young people.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting new doctors and nurses in these places that we're going to see
yeah.
these type of miracles, that they can lay hand on x-ray and command brain cancer tumors to dry up. You know,
mm-hmm.
these, we see what they're doing. And like I say, I seen a vision of doctors hanging up their coat because they don't want to compromise anymore. So God is going to
mm-hmm.
flip this thing across the board from the CEO to the airlines, and
mm-hmm.
he's going to put the righteous. He know what he needs to balance this thing out. So he will get the glory.
Yeah.
The revival can happen right there in that hospital, because when you even go
mm-hmm.
to the hospital, when I go to the hospital, my eyes begin to move, and I see a lot of the money things take place in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
in the emergency
mm-hmm.
room. They have more psychic things up, more demonic things up in the hospital. Mm-hmm. In the hospital, y'all. They have people you can go and get psychic words to. They have this stuff lined up. And no, he's going to clean up. He's going to clean it up.
Amen.
And I noticed people that have these satanic tattoos, they work in the hospital. A lot of them in the hospital. A lot of them work in the market. What you call it, where you take the dead people? They work there. He allowed me to see it when one came, picked up my grandmama, had that big thing on his chest. These people work in places like that. If you ever go, he will move your eyes to see it. And I asked the father, why are they so much? They work paramedics. They work in places like. And I was like, God, why is so many of them working in these places like this? He'll tell you why. And so that's the reason why he's flipping this thing across the board.
Amen.
He's cleaning up. People were more in the hospital, in the morgue, in these places, funeral home, and in these places, you have a lot of them working there. It's sad to say, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to tell somebody, God got you in the right place to be his mouthpiece. Because people don't notice that they are in the hospital. They are in the hospital. And so he need to put somebody there to be his mouthpiece in his eyes. And so may the God strengthen you and give you that spiritual strength. And that you can continue to be used. And you continue to stay on the word. You pray before you go to work. You pray while you're at work, even going down the hall, pleading the blood of Jesus, commanding counsels and thyroids. God, you don't know, but he's using you and giving you that anointing and that authority. So embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's a lot going in there.
I'm pretty sure it is, because I'm telling you, when I go to them, I'm like, I'll be looking at their tattoos. I look at the firemen. I look at the police. I look at them in their eyes. I look at my eyes. My eyes see things.
Just talking to them. Starting a whole conversation with them, you realize, like, whoa.
They are in these places. They in the place. They on assignment. They on assignment. That's why you better pray and God send you some intercessor in case something happened to you. People will fight for you. Fight for you in prayer. Because they in those places.
It's a lot. I see it a lot now. A lot more than I ever saw before. For sure. The more I'm learning and praying.
Right. When I had to go to the hospital, I started seeing, and I was like, well, I paid attention. I asked the father, why are so many of them in the hospital? Hell, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
When they came to pick up my grandmama, I'm telling you, my eye, the Holy Spirit would take my eye and look right. Man, I looked right on his chest. He had that big satanic thing on his chest. And everybody in there, they weren't paying attention because I was praying. I was already praying. I was praying as soon as I hit the door. I didn't go see my grandmama. And, okay, I already know he already told me he was going to take her. So I'm praying for my family. Holy Spirit, I'm praying. And so when I was already praying with the Spirit, and when he come up in there, so after they picked up my grandmama, I asked my angel, did y'all see what he had on? They didn't see nothing.
Yeah, it's a lot of, they don't mind saying what they teach you or what they believe in.
And they'll tell you. These people, they bold, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
They'll tell you they don't believe in God. They serve in the sense. They'll
yes.
tell you big and blow bold. They'll tell you.
Yep, they will. And yeah, they have their,
why you got prayer their
reasons why. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, they sure will. They'll tell you. And so it's so many in the hospital. It's so many in the police department. It's so many. You see, I'm telling you.
Or
they,
yeah,
they right there in your face.
Before that, oh yeah, I've had one tell me before. I had this wooden cross on my badge. So it brought her attention, and she is a witch. But she told me she's a good witch, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they saying, and yeah,
good
ain't no such thing as a good witch.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
oh.
that's what they say.
Yeah,
I mean, some of them tell you they clairvoyant, whatever you call it, they'll tell you that
mm-hmm.
they. I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
that's so that's the reason why you got to cover yourself. You need people to
yes.
pharmaceutical you that they you got to pray. I'm praying God heal us, give us wisdom, give us instruction what we should do to our body. You know what they doing.
Yeah,
I didn't have dreams
it.
That he showed me
yeah.
what they were doing in the lab, how they were making stuff up, what they were doing to people, what they were doing to children.
That's something.
You have
it's
to pray.
Like you were saying earlier, it's a spiritual battle. It is an ongoing
mm-hmm.
spiritual
mm-hmm.
battle. And they know they're in a fight. They know they're in a fight daily, and they're at it every day when we put
yeah.
our guards down. So, yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
And that's why the ones
they
that can
are.
See come up under so much attack, come so much attack.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get, when he say rest, shut it down. So he can restore you, so you can get back on the battlefield.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
another thing
so
for y'all,
fun,
those who are in, those who are leaders or those who call to be on the front line, those who call, you better make sure you have a good intercessor team. Everybody cannot
mm-hmm.
cover you and pray for you. Because your warfare could be so tense and a lot. Some people can't
mm-hmm.
even get close to you. You better
mm-hmm.
make sure that you are bringing people along that's not getting beat down. How they going to pray for you and they getting beat down, tore up? While I'm on assignment doing what I'm doing right now, somebody should be my eyes. Be praying for me. I can't sit up here and look at you and help you, and I'm on assignment. That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to have a true intercessor team, someone that been through it, someone that know how to be on the battlefield, someone that know how to stand up in war, someone that could be your eyes while you on assignment, while you on assignment, you
mm-hmm.
focus on assignment. They could see what's about, they see what's around you.
Yeah.
They praying. They not praying no selfish prayer.
Yeah, one.
And so that's very important. Everybody can't be connected to you, and everybody cannot pray for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you do have one that's praying for you, don't you take advantage of them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to use them or nothing. And so I be praying that God help the leaders out to send them the true intercessor, send the gatekeeper, send the seers and the watchmen, the real ones. This ain't about
mm-hmm.
me or a show. This thing is serious. And then, and I'm saying
yeah.
the thing is trying to take the leaders out. When he told us to pray for
mm-hmm.
the leader, it was praying time for the leaders, for real. Well,
yeah.
we're going to go ahead and end the show. There's no other callers on here, but y'all go back and read Second Corinthians. I will advise you to read the First Corinthians and the Second Corinthians. That book teach about marriage. I was gonna come on here and teach about marriage, about the single people. Some people are going according to the word and what Paul wrote. Some people are going to be single, but I say some because that's a gift. That's a gift. Now, being married is a gift and being single is a gift. And the reason why some got the gift of being singleness because they have a calling and they dare to do the assignment of God. That's the reason why Paul said, and you got to be pure. You got to be pure. And you just can't be single and do the work of God, but you your mind and lustful, you got the love, you still sleeping around, shaking around, whatever you want to call it. You have to be pure. That's a gift. And God knows the ones to be single. Some people ain't going to be married because, I mean, that's what Paul teach us, and he let us know everybody ain't going to be married. That's the gift of being single because they have assignment. The single could do more than what a marriage couple. Even Jesus said if a man married, it's hard for him to go out and do that kingdom work being married. That single person can do it, not saying they're better than the married, but they have more freedom. They have more. When you get married, you have a family. Your responsibility is your family.
Yeah.
Well, ain't we out of order with that? I be telling God I never seen nothing like what I see now, because what I'm used to seeing, the man had his family in the church. Them wife and kids was up in that church. If he went, he didn't even travel too far. If he did, he would travel with his wife and kids. He didn't leave them behind. He didn't leave them behind. Yeah. Even in the Bible said, don't even go to war. Everybody probably say, oh, that's Old Testament. Don't even go to war when you first get married. Come on. So single people, that's a gift. That's a gift. God used them. He used them for the kingdom. He used them to go and be missionaries. He used them to travel. God, that's a gift. To do the work, and you single to do the work for the kingdom of God. Not to mope around, oh, where my husband? No, you're supposed to be focused on the kingdom of God. If that's why he say some have the gift of being single. Some, not everybody. Because he knows some of us need to be married because we can't click, lock it down. We can't keep it, you know. So he said, it's best for you. Those damn ones, it's best for you to get married than burn in hell. You can't click, lock it down and throw away the keys. The one need to be married.
Yeah.
I tell you, the Bible, y'all go read it for yourself. Go read it. It's right there in the book. In the book.
I know that, and just trying to share that with, just say with my young adults, like, you know, two of them, they think it's funny. Like, are you sure? Like, they don't say those words, but it's kind of like, I don't feel like it's getting through to them, like, okay, you've been taught this. Why are we compromising? Like, this is real. But, you know, kind of like, hey, everybody. They're not saying this, but I feel like they're saying it without saying the words. Like, well, you know, everybody's doing this these days, and this is how, you know, it is. These days are just old-fashioned. Like, this is different. And this is like, oh, Lord, like, you know, open their eyes. I mean, we've all done stuff, but nowadays, like, y'all got to, this is real. We're in the last days here.
Yeah, he's going to open their eyes, because I'm telling you, he's dealing with me about doing a teaching about I'm telling you, about this marriage and single thing. We got to teach them the right way. We got to teach them. So they can't say they don't know it. They going to know. They going to know because he's raising up some to teach them about being single, about defying the bedroom, about fornication, what is allowed in marriage. A lot of people don't want to talk about whether everything's not allowed in your marriage. But he's all raising up those to teach that truth. That's going to be bold to teach the truth. Because now the young kids are doing things because the parent opened the door that they should not be doing with their mouth and other parts of their body. And I'm just going to put it like that. We got to teach them that is not clean. That is not, that's divination. That no, that's not. Got to show them where it really came from. Got to show them. And the Holy Spirit showed me what they really came from. That is not him. And a lot of these pastors teaching a lot of marriage cuff or whatever you do in your bedroom, because they take the book of Solomon about how he talk about the breast and the body. No. Let me tell you something. You start asking the Father some serious questions, he's going to open your eyes and let you see in his word what it really means. He's going to take you deep to where you're going to have an understanding. No, certain things come from those pagans and what they was doing that was not of God. And so I churned and got, they starting at a younger age doing things with their body and doing, look what they, come on, y'all, wake up. Look what they were doing in school, teaching your kids how to do things. It was, man, we grown, what time is? Because y'all know after a certain time, we get down to the nitty-gritty. I have a couple more callers. I'm finna get y'all. Look what they were trying to do in the school, teaching your kids how to masturbate. Come on.
Yeah.
Y'all don't think there was something wrong with that? Perversion.
Yeah, that is perversion.
Divination. But they didn't, come on, wake up, wake up, wake up. But they don't want prayer in the school. Come on.
Right.
But they want to teach your children in elementary about their body parts. Come on. Y'all got to wake up. Yeah, but they after the children, they can get your seed, they can mess up your bloodline.
That's
come on. Your children should know
all
these
young kids thinking.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
they doing it at a younger
up.
Age.
Well,
because
it,
the parents open it
the
up.
Door
and
they don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on now.
Yeah.
That stuff, I taught about this in the class. What you do in your bedroom, don't stay in your bedroom. Go right down there to your kids. Oh,
yeah.
I can tell y'all some stuff. Y'all probably say this woman
yeah,
right
yeah.
here, baby. You better know when you wake up with a sunrise. When a man wake up with a sunrise. When your young boy wake up with a sunrise, you better believe that ain't no. Come on, the people want to say that's normal. No, it's not. You better know what's going on. Oh, I'm gonna get off that subject. Get off that subject. Your body is holy. The temple of God.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
So that's just that kids are under attack early.
Yeah, that's why they up under attack early. That's why they doing things early. That's causing problems to their body. Certain things you do with your body that you shouldn't do cause sickness.
Yeah.
Cause sickness.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and take this caller. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank
and
you.
Have a blessed weekend. I have two more callers to take. Keep everybody in your prayer and, you know, just continue to trust the Father.
Absolutely. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Okay, we got two more people that put their hands up, 908. 305. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Carol. I'm from New Jersey. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you. Thank you. If you could pray with me, yes. And I was listening to your conversation, and you're right. It's just people need to come back to Jesus. And We need to have a whole revival, and not only revival, repentance for one in the church, and then revival, people to come to know Jesus Christ, because that's the only way that things are going to change in our society, in our world, which is through Jesus Christ, you know, and our whole school system, healthcare system, everything needs to change. But we need to ask the Lord to help us to minister the word of God in our families, you know, things like that. So, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a specific prayer that you want prayer for?
Absolutely. I just would like a prayer for, yes, just a prayer for just my finances, a job, every area of my life, and, yeah, pretty much. Yep.
So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Father God, we trust you and we trust your word. Your word don't come back to you void. Even your word don't hit the ground. It's going to shoot. It's going to shoot out. It's going to hit the household that it needs to hit. It's going to hit the hearts that it needs to hit. It's going to hit the minds of what those who need the word. So, Father God, we thank you for the living word. We thank you for the bread. And so, Father God, I just pray that your daughter will break more bread with you, Father God. You are her daily bread, her daily bread. You are her daily bread, daily bread. You are her daily bread, that she begin to break bread with you, constantly break that bread with you, because you are her daily bread. Father God, I don't know why I'm keep hearing this daily bread. So, Father God, that she will take daily, daily, daily. You are her daily bread, morning, noon, and night, daily bread, daily bread. And so, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing. Father God, I ask that you give her wisdom to, you know, like I was telling someone else, when once we come to repentance, we need to ask God to reveal to us our faults, what we did, what did we mess up, what did we start wrong, and ask him to help us to correct it so we won't do it again. And so, I'm not saying that's what he's telling you to do. That's my advice to you, wisdom to you. When you pray, ask God, what was your fault? What is your fault in the decision? What happened? We got to own up. When we own up to our fault, okay, that was me. I made that decision. That was me. I was stubborn. That was me. I was walking in rebellion. When we fix our fault, not just to one another, when we go down to prayer, when we fess our fault to the Father, because we already know, then we go into the place of repent, and we ask him to help us, to show us to do better, so we will not continue to make those mistakes, continue to go around those repeated cycles, going around and around the mountain, being in that whirlpool. So, Father God, I ask that you help her with that, Father God, that when she do come to you to ask you, you know, show her, you know, just, you know, that she will confess her fault to you and ask you to help her to do better, to make better decisions, to give her that wisdom of what you need for her to do in this hour, in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Absolutely. That's pretty much where I am in my walk with the Lord, that the Lord has... I was stuck for a while, and I said, Lord, how do I get out? And he said, well, I need you to change some things. And I'm like, well, Lord, please point them out to me. So the Lord has been cleansing my heart, and you're right on target with that, cleansing my heart. But he is moving me forward. He said, before I move you forward, I want to clear your heart up a little bit. That's an everyday thing, to spend time with him and read the word and pray. And it's been... it's been a bittersweet time for me with the Lord. It's difficulty, but I'm coming through it, and it's been such a renewal for me. So, yeah.
Well, that's just confirmation. I was just giving you as a word, just a word of wisdom that, yeah, we got to, I just did it the other day. We all need to do it, you know. Show me, and when you start asking the Father to show me my fault, where did I miss it? Oh, but trust me, he will. That's dying the flesh. that's examine yourself. He will, and you repent and ask God to help you and show you better ways to do things so you won't miss it or keep going around that cycle, that repeated
exactly.
cycle being stuck. So, yeah, so continue to let God show you and, like I say, repent and ask him to show you how to do it better, how to do it his way, the correct way to do it. He will. He will. He'll tell you, go
mm-hmm.
back to the drawing board, and I need you to do this, 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 and this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I need to obey.
Amen.
Yeah.
Obey, walking in obedience, walking in his will, not our will, because it tells us lead not to our understanding, but his understanding. His ways
yeah.
is not our ways. His thought is not our thought. So we got to get our steps together. Not nobody else. We need to get our steps together. And sometimes
exactly.
we got to shut it down. And so
amen.
I thank the Father that he even let him do it. Let him do what he needs to do with you, and he's going to show you the next step.
Amen. Also, I was going to say that, well, because you know that Charles Stanley passed away, right? He died in
mm-hmm.
Touch Ministries. You heard of him, right? You probably heard about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was listening, reading about his life because I would listen to him many years. I've been a Christian for many years, and I listened to his program, and he's really such a man of the Lord. And, you know, I'm reading about his life. One thing I did remember what he said that he trusted, and he said, obey God. And he said, obey God and then leave the consequences to the Lord to direct you and lead you. And I'm like, wow, that was really just something that I will take with me. And I listened to him. I said, I'm going to do that. I need to obey God and then leave the consequences to the Lord. In other words, just trust in the Lord, do what the Lord wants you to do. And he said, you can't go wrong with that advice. So, and I said, oh, Lord, repent of the times that I did not obey the Lord. I did it my way, and it never turned out right, ever. No, it doesn't mean we're not going to have problems. It means that if we do it his way, always, it's going to, the circumstances will be left up to the Lord, and you need to just not worry about things as much and think about things. So, anyways, that was a really wonderful piece of wisdom from Charles Stanley. Anyways, God bless him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a good teacher. He's a good Bible teacher. And
mm-hmm.
so that's the one that can teach the Bible. You don't find too many people that will teach the Bible.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Amen
he's,
to that.
Mm-hmm. He's amazing. I've followed him for years, and I don't put any pastors or anybody on the pedestal. I certainly don't. It's all about Jesus, but he really taught the Bible when he taught it. I mean, I go back to him and listen to him, and I really have gotten much pastoral help from him just by listening to his programming. I really think he's wonderful. And I think Charles Swindoll is also, too. Charles Swindoll is, I guess he must be in his 80s now. They're about the same age group, age barrier, and they really have learned so much from them. And Tony Evans, I like him too. So anyway, I think there's really a lot of good preachers that I listen to, and I just pray that some of the other preachers coming up in the light, whether to live my life too, will be an example of what it is to be a Christian in our society, in our culture, in our families and friends. You know, I repent because sometimes I don't always do things God's way. But there's consequences to that. So trust me, not always did the right thing. But I love the Lord, and I just ask the Lord to help me to come back to him and just not get distracted again from people, places, and things. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing that, and you have a blessed weekend, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, my friend. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
251-229, message calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Sister LaShawn, this is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm
doing
I'm
great.
Doing
how you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah. That's great. Just here at, huh?
I said, that's great.
Yeah. I'm here and just thanking the Lord because I had got an allergic reaction earlier from some shampoo, but I'm thanking the Lord that's over with. I was like, Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
We got to be careful with some of these chemicals.
Yeah. Just some shampoo.
Shampoo, lotion, everything. They not making them like they used to.
No. So, thank the Lord.
Do you have anything? Amen. Do you have anything you need prayer?
Well, Sister LaShawn, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've got it was some issues concerning my knees, but the Lord delivered me from them, and I just, you know, I'm thanking Him for my healing, and the doctor said that I went to a different one. And he said, before he does surgery or anything like that, the Lord led me to him. He said, I want to try a totally different shot. And I'm not advising surgery. And I thank the Lord for that because you don't know which way it's going to go with surgery. You know, you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be prayerful at all times. Either way it goes, you know, you need God in the front, center, and the middle to make that ultimate decision.
Well, while you were speaking, I'm hearing that just to get the weight off of you, you need to get some weight off of you. Get some weight off of you. So I pray God would lead you in the right direction for his eating habits, eating the right food. I commend the information in your need and your body to dry up, but that you would take be wise about what you're eating, what you put in your body. Even go on a fast for a couple of days. Or, fast can be you just fast from 6, not eating after 6 p.m., nothing after 6 p.m., and then from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., just eat one meal, eat fruits and drink a lot of water. So I just ask the Father to give you that word of knowledge on the food that you need to eat and what you need to put in your body to take that weight off of that need, the information, the pain, any arthritis. So seek God more on it about food, protein, what to eat and what not to eat, what to eat and what not to eat.
He's
going to direct your steps. He's going to give you those breadcrumbs, but you're going to have to listen. You know, sweet, you eat a lot of sweets.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Cut back on them sweets. You're going to have to definitely cut back on them sweets. The sodas. A lot of people don't know sodas do more damage to your body than anything. Cut back, eat, drink herb tea, natural tea. You know, they got some tea that tastes real good. Start drinking tea, green tea, flushes, lemon. You're going to have to start eating right with your body. You're going to have to start eating right with your body. So, Father God, I just pray that your daughter will seek you on the wisdom, the word of knowledge, even when she going to the grocery store, the type of food, what do you want her to eat? That's the question you should be asking the Father. What food do you want me to eat? Because he know what your body needs. He know all the nutrients, all the vitamins, that you need to heal your body. And see, we want the miracle, but we don't want to do the work. Get up and walk, walk for 30 minutes a day. You know, walk. You know, I'm talking to myself too. When we sit down, and that's what the enemy don't want us to be healed. When we sit down, it locks up things in our body. When we laying down and sit down, we got to move. Walk for 30 minutes. You don't got to do an hour right now. Just do 30 minutes. Walk, go outside and get you some fresh air and let God heal. He'll do it. If you do the work and meet him halfway, he'll do the rest. And so, Father God, I ask that you help your daughter with that, that she will trust you with her help, her eating habits, and, Father God, that you will heal her body, because your word tells us that we will be in good health as well as our soul prosper. And if we're going to stand on the word that no weapon form against our body, because we know the weapons is even in gluttony, in the food that we eat, that's the weapon form against our body. So we don't pray no weapon form against our body shall prosper. We need to take authority of what we eat. And I'm talking to everybody on here. We need to take authority on, even include myself, what we eat. Because those food is a weapon. It's gluttony. Gluttony is the sin. When we eat, he say, take care of the temple. Take care of the temple. So help your daughter with that, Father God. And we just speak her mind, her will, will line up with your, if she will line up with your will and walk in obedience when it comes down to her health, when it comes down to her decision making, when it comes down to trusting you, Father God, even with something like that, that is very important, our health. That's very important. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Drink water.
I drank water. I know I was telling Leah, I say, Leah, put the Cokes up. We're going to have to drink water. But back in 2010, I had a wreck with an oil tanker. So I don't know if that got my, I know it had something to do with that right knee. But then after that, I started gaining some weight. But, and so the Lord is really using you in that direction, because I need to definitely get on, you know, the fast. And sometimes we would see the food and then be, I'm getting off this fast, you know. But I realized that when we do it, it's discipline for the body. And then we're letting the Lord know we can do this, you know. Something we want so bad, we're able to give it up according to what he wants us to do. It's like when Jesus was in the, it was 40 days, it was 40 nights. And some people can go that route, 40 days and 40 nights. Some people can do it. But I want to do 3 days in a row without nothing. I want to really try.
You ask the Father for the strength, you know, spiritual strength, and ask him what type of fast he wants you to be on. And he'll let you know. Trust me, he'll let you know.
He'll let you know.
And so we pray that you will listen to his voice, that your ears will be to his mouth to listen to his voice. You just say, Father, what do you want me to do for my body? What fast do you want me to go be on? And he'll lead you. He'll lead you in the path of righteousness. So
I've got some
just trust.
I've got some holy oil, and I just thank the Lord, because I use it and you know, to get my knees together and everything, and just ask the Lord to, it says it's in James 5:14, when I'm, you know, using the anointed oil, and it's pretty much like you can use Crisco. Not Crisco, but, you know, just pray and ask the Lord to sanctify, you know, the oil. And I would go with James 5:14, and I would say, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray over him, and let him pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. So, and then I rub it in, you know, doing the knees, and just pray that the Lord will come on in and sanctify, you know, heal it, heal my knees.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And so what I want to say to you about that oil, and I have two more callers. I heard this Pastor Mary say this, and this is so true. You know, God can bless the oil. Yes, he can bless the oil. We pray and we say, Lord, bless this oil. The thing is, we got to have faith and believe. But the thing is, what he was saying, you can have the oil. And so I don't know if you heard the message earlier, for we walk in flesh, but we do not war after flesh. We can place the oil in our house and on our body. But if we are doing things with our body, the temple, or we allow the enemy to come in our house, you can put the anointed oil all over all you want. But if we open that door, okay, we let them in. When we don't take care of our body, we did that. So just like I was telling the other two callers, ask God, is there something you're doing and force your body? Is there something you eating wrong? When you go ask him, he's going to reveal it. I'm telling you, I'm not saying nothing that I don't know. He's going to tell you. He might say, you put down that coke, put down that sugar, bring it. You're going to hear it loud and clear. So we can use the oil, but we can be doing things that we are fighting against our own body, or we let the enemy come back into our household.
Mm-hmm.
After we put the oil, apply the oil, or we put it on our body, that go with our temple. What are we doing? There are certain things that our body rejects, certain things that's causing these infirmities to our body.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this woman prayed over my stomach, and she said, what are you eating? It's something you eating. You causing this to your body. That's what she told me that. And I ain't getting mad at her. I went to the Father. Father showed me what I'm doing. And you think he didn't? Well, you eat all that steak, and you eat them wing stops. I heard it just like that. You eat all that steak, and them wing stops. And it was the truth. I love me some steak, and I love me some wing stop. But it was causing problems to my stomach.
Mm.
Stop eating that. I'm not a bread eater. He will speak to you like that. You can't eat them wing stop because it's causing poor circulation. It got too much sodium, raising up your blood pressure. Cut that out. A lot of stuff that we eat that have salt in it, ketchup. I love ranch and ketchup. It got a lot of sodium in it. And so it allowed me to read things before I eat. It got a lot of sodium in it. I know I can't have that, a lot of sodium. It affects my body. So I can place the oil on my body, but I also got to do the work.
That's it.
So I want to share that with you. And so God bless you. Let me grab these other callers. One, it was two left, but one of them took their hand down. Let me go ahead and grab these two callers. So go see God and trust him. He'll show you exactly what you need to do.
Yes, you're right. And may the Lord continue to bless you. And if the Lord say the same, I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Have a blessed week.
You're welcome. You too.
All right. Yeah. Okay. 504-282, Master's calling. Where you calling from? Okay, 504-282. Okay, I don't know if they went somewhere. But it was another caller, too. We'll come back to them. Well, If there's anybody else on here that need prayer, you just press 1, and I see your hand in the queue. I do apologize. You know, sometimes tonight we had a lot of callers, so thank you for being patient, staying online. So God bless you. If there's anybody else on here that will require prayer, I'll be more happy to pray for you. If not, we'll go ahead and end the show. I'm going to go back to the 505-282 because we don't have any more hands up. 505-282. All righty. So, Father God, we just pray over 505-282, Father God. Father God, you know what they need, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you touch their finance. I ask that you just go and place order in their household, Father God, household deliverance, Father God. Father God, I just pray the strength of the Lord should be their portion. Father God, I ask that you cover their home, cover their family. In the name of Jesus, Father God, cover their mind, Father God. Attack against their mind, Father God. The wavering, Father God, we just rebuke the wavering that's in their life, Father God. We just, that they will be still, that they will be on a steady path, a steady pace with you, Father God. Continue to trust you for all the words that you have spoken in their life, Father God, that it will come to pass, that it will manifest. There's a time for everything, a time and a season, and help them to understand the time and the season. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we have somebody else put their hands up. 111. 111. 111. Matthew's calling. Where are you calling from? Hello? Hello? 111. 111. I can hear them listening to something in the background. That crowd don't hear somebody, a giant. But 111, 111. Okay. Well, Father God, we're just going to go ahead and end the show. There's no one else with their hands up. I thank those who's calling. Father God, you know 111. I don't know if that's karma. But, Father God, we thank you for all those who call in. Father God, they could have been doing something else. But, Father God, I pray that they will go back and search the word. I pray, Father God, that they will go back and read out of the 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Father God, I pray that they will understand the word that went forth tonight. For though we walk in flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. Father God, I pray over this nation. I pray over from the United States all the way to Africa, all the way to New Zealand, all the way to Canada, in Mexico. Father God, from Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Arizona, California. Father God, I pray for the state of Texas, Boston. Father God, New Jersey, New York. Oh, Father God, I see this thing moving. I see this thing moving. I see like it's a dragon moving across that state. From Baltimore, from Boston to New Jersey, oh, all the way up that line, then down to Florida, the Father God. I pray over the state of Florida because, Father God, you are shaking things that need to be shooken in the state of Florida, Father God. Oh, Father God, I pray that your people will humble themselves, Father God, in order for them to come your people, your servant. They got to repent. They got to turn from their wicked ways. Father God, your word tell us in the book of Acts that you're going to pour out your spirit on all flesh, Father God. Father God, I see the young generation, they begin to know that you are real. The young generation gonna understand wicked is wicked. They gonna understand your plan for their life. They gonna understand what Jeremiah 29:11 mean. They gonna understand your word, because it's gonna, you're gonna pour your spirit upon them, Father God. Oh, Father God, you going to pour your spirit where they're going to thirst and they're going to run to you, Father God. They're going to turn from their wicked ways. So I thank you, Father God, for turning the direction for them young generation, turning them around, Father God. I thank you that your word will be a lamp unto their feet to lighten up their pathway. I thank you, Father God, for the angel to go ahead and fight the battle for them when they are weak. I thank you, Father God, that the parent know how to war, how to pray, how to pull down the stronghold, that the stronghold of addiction will come off the bloodline, that we uproot it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we pull down your axe and we cut down every tall tree and we uproot generation of curses. Father God, your word tell us you will not put these diseases on us as you put on the Egypt. Father God, we're going to stand on your word. We're going to apply your word. We're going to apply the blood of Jesus in our home. We're going to apply the blood of Jesus even in our car. We're going to apply the blood of Jesus even over the full armor of God, that we will wear the full armor of God, and we're going to wear it well. We're going to wear it in our household. We're going to wear it, Father God, as we sleep. We will examine ourselves before we walk out our door. Do we have the helmet of salvation on? Do we have the breastplate of righteousness on? Do we have the shield of faith? Do we have the sword within your word, Father God? You is the living word. You is the true word. Do we have the belt of truth? We need that belt of truth to be wrapped around our waist. We need the belt of truth to hold up every other armor. And we need the shoe, the gospel of peace, that we would not tread, our children would not tread, our spouse would not tread on evil ground, corrupted ground, in the name of Jesus. Because according to your word in Luke 10:19, you've given us the power and authority to tread over the serpent, to tread over the scorpion, even in your word saying next. Nothing evil shall harm us. Nothing shall come near our dwelling place. Oh, Father God, you know, create us a clean heart. Create our children a clean heart. Oh, let them walk in the right spirit, that they will know that you are. Your son came here on this earth not to condemn, but to set the captain free. And we know by your word, who the son set free is free indeed. Father God, let us stand on your word. Teach our children your word. Father God, your word tell us, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's the word of Joshua. Father God, let it be in the household that they will serve the Lord, that they will break bread daily with you. Oh, your word will be our daily bread. And Father God, we will take up your body and drink up your wine. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus, sprinkle over our household, over our mind. I command sweet sleep tonight. I command peace in your household, peace with your body, in the name of Jesus. Father God, built a wall in our neighborhood, built the wall in our region, built the wall, wall of fire, even built the wall, turned down the plans of the enemy, built a wall of fire around Boston, built the wall, release your angel, your war angel, to protect every innocent child, to protect every every innocent child in Baltimore, in Boston, in New Jersey, in New York, in Chicago, in California, even in Arizona, in the state of Texas, in Florida, in New England, oh, Father God, in Africa, oh, Father God, protect the innocent children in Canada, in Brazil, protect the innocent children in Washington, in Washington State, in Oregon, in Utah, in Colorado, in Minnesota. Oh, Father God, over this region, build your wall of fire. Don't let any evil thing come near our dwelling place. Not this weekend. Shut it down. Shut every portal. Close it up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cut every cord of communication to the underworld. Cut every cord of communication, oh Father God, to every wicked scheme. In the name of Jesus, my God, Father God, we should be awakened, waking our young generation, awaken us, Father God, revive us, Father God. The revival is already here, but we need to be awakened. We need to be revived. Revive your children. Revive your son. Revive your daughter. Oh, dip them in a kerosene of fire and don't let them go until you burn everything that needs to be burnt on the inside. Burn everything that's unpleasing to you. Oh, Father God, have your way with this young generation. Father God, we pray over the state of Texas, not just in the state of Texas. Let the Ten Commandments be in Florida, in the school system in Florida. Let the Ten Commandments be in the school system in New York and New Jersey. Let the Ten Commandments, Father God, be in the school all over this nation. Oh, Father God, in Japan, let the Ten Commandments, your commandments, your law, your statue, and Father God, clean, release your broom of destruction and sweep everything out the school system. Sweep everything out the White House. Sweep everything out of the state of Texas. Sweep everything out of the state of Baltimore. I don't know why I'm keep hearing Baltimore, Boston, New Jersey, New York, California, and Arizona. Sweep across this nation in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We're going to stand on the battlefield. Every fiery dark, we reach up there and we take it down. Release your angels. Let your angel with the arrow of deliverance. Shoot your arrow of deliverance in this household. Shoot your arrow of deliverance in each household. Deliver these households. Deliver these children from the evil one. In the name of Jesus, my God, do it. Do it in this hour. Do it right now, Father God. Begin to change the pattern. Begin to change it. Cause confusion in the camp of the enemy. Cause of confusion. Shut it down, Father God. Shut every plan and every scheme that's going on in the underworld. Oh, every plan and scheme they got going on with any type of sacrifice. Shut them down, Father God. Cut the cord. Cut the cord of communication. Cut the cord of transferring. Cut the cord of traveling time. This traveling thing. Traveling back in time. It ain't of you, Father God. Cut the cord, Father God. Cut the cord. Cut every ungodly soul tie. Cut the cord of extra projection. Cut the cord in the name of Jesus. My God, Father. You about to stand up. You about to speak. We about to hear your voice like thunder. We're going to hear the voice of the angel. It's going to sound like thunder. We're going to hear the voice of the trumpets. We're going to hear it loud. Our children are going to hear the trumpet sound. Watchmen rise in this hour. Watchmen rise up and sound the alarm in this hour. Oh, Father God, let us be on our watch post. Wake us up to pray. Wake us up to seek you. Wake us up to talk to you. Wake us up to walk with you. Wake us up, Father God. What is on your heart? What are you saying about America? What are you saying about Africa? What are you saying about Asia? What are you saying about China? What are you saying about Japan? What are you saying, Father God? What are you saying about Canada? What are you saying about this nation? What is on your heart? Oh, Father God, let us see your heart. What are your heart saying about this world, Father God? Oh, Father God, we're going to steal this, and there will be no backlash, no retaliation in our body, in our home, against our children. We cover our children. We cover them up under the word that no weapon formed against them and will not prosper, and every tongue in judgment rise against them. We condemn it in the name of Jesus. Father God, our body should line up in heaven. There is no sickle cell in heaven. There is no high blood pressure in heaven. There's no disorder, no mental disorder in heaven. There's no cancer in heaven. There's no blood disorder in heaven. Oh, Father God, give us a new blood transfusion. Your blood transfusion flow through our veins. Let us drink from the cup of your hand. Let our children drink from the cup of in your hand. Let our husband, our spouse, drink from the cup of your hand. Cup of righteousness, cup of healing, cup of provision. Oh, Father God, clothe them with the coat of multiple colors. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge. And we thank you for understanding. I cover every host in their household. Oh, Father God, we speak a long life. We speak a long life and life abundantly. Your words say, what can separate us from the love of Christ? Can no principality, can no sickness, can't no disease. Oh, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. We are joint herb with you, Father God. We sit above the principality. We sit above the attacks. We shall be suited up with heaven. We shall keep war in the right way. Teach us how to war the right way. We're going to stand on a battlefield for our household. We're going to stand on a battlefield for our life. We're going to stand on a battlefield for the young generation, for the innocent children. Father God, I command every child that they are taken from the home, that CPS is coming into the home. Oh, Father God, you release this prophetic word that they were going to come in the homes and take the children. But Father God, we speak not so. Father God, send that child back to the rightful parent. Father God, you stand at the door. They can't come through you, Father God. You have already showed the hands of the wicked and what they plot and scheme. You already know why they coming and taking children. So, Father God, we speak a covering. Hide them. Preserve them, Father God, for your kingdom. Preserve them. Hide them up under your wings. Fight for the innocent children. Fight for their life. Fight for their true identity. We call their true identity in Christ to come forth right now. We speak to the spirit man. We call out their names to come forth. We call their spirit names, Father God. The name, your name, their true identity. You have named them. They are your children. Call them to come forth in this hour, in this season. In the name of Jesus, we call them to come forth. We call them to come out. Snatch them out from around the python. Snatch them out from out the dragon mouth. Oh, Father God, snatch them out the hands of Delilah. Snatch them out the hand of Jezebel and Ahab. Snatch them out of the mermaid spirit and everything that's trying to trick them, trying to deceive them. Snatch them out. Snatch them up by your spirit. You told Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? He say only you know, Father God. Prophesy to the dry bones that's in your life, in your family life, that they should live and not die. Your word tells us we can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or thank according to the power that's within us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Oh, Father God, I thank you. There's one more person. Put their hands up. Thank you. 919-920.
Yeah, Lamont.
Who's calling?
Lamont.
Lamont?
Yeah, Lamont. L-A-M-O-N-T, Lamont.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's fine. What did you have a special prayer request?
Yeah, I just want to get closer to God and do the will that God called me to do.
Okay, are you a believer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, Father God, I just ask that you just, you know, help your son with understanding the close, because the word says, if you draw nigh unto him, he's going to draw nigh unto you. That, Father God, that you open his eyes to thy understanding, that he will have a clear understanding of his purpose and his assignment, his true identity in Christ, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you are his provider, you are his friend, that he's asking for a closer relationship with you, Father God. Oh, it's going to require some things. So, Father God, I just ask that you show him thy way, show him your ways, show him the way, that you are the way, the truth. You are the way and the true way. And, Father God, are you married?
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, I just ask that you move upon that household, move upon his marriage in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you place the hedge of protection around his marriage. Father God, I pray that him and his wife will lock arms, lock hands together, that they will pray together, that they will seek you together, that they will worship together, that they will cry together, because it's just not you and your wife, y'all doing it with heaven. You are joint heir with Christ. So, Father God, help them. Everything that's coming against this marriage, Father God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of destruction. We rebuke what the enemy trying to tear down with this household. And Father God, we cover them upon your covenant, your marriage covenant, in the name of Jesus. But the Father is about to speak to you about some certain things. He's about to correct some certain things in your life. So when you get down on your knees, you need to be a cry. It need to be a posture. He wants you to posture yourself with him, because he is the head of the household, the order of your household. So God is going to show you some things within your own self. God going to purge you, because you have are you in ministry?
No, ma'am, but I think the Lord calling me in the ministry.
Okay. No. Have the Father spoke to you about your calling? Do you know your calling?
Yeah, I think my calling is in ministry. Yeah.
Okay, because that's your calling.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know, should I say this, but there are some things that you went through. There are some things that he pulled you through. Oh, this is at a younger age, the things that you went down the wrong path, but God had his hand in that, and it's for you, required for you to go out and reach the young men. You got a ministry calling up in you. No longer you can run no more. When you surrender to him and say, here I am, what do you need me to do? Don't play with this thing in this hour. And he's going to straighten some things up with you. when you surrender and say, here I am, have your way, he wants you to get to a posture because he wants you to go to the youth, the young men, because some of them, that the same thing that you have experienced and what you did is for you to tell your testimony for these young men.
Amen.
And for you to tell your testimony for these young men to be the mouthpiece. I've been what you're doing. I did what you did. But it wasn't nothing but grace. It wasn't me. It was because my God, Holy Spirit, oh, it was some praying warriors in my family. Somebody prayed me through this. Somebody prayed the hand of God upon my life. God going to show you some things, and he going to let you know it was it was him. Let him have his way. Let him have his way with you. Let him show you some things so you can go out there and do the work for his kingdom. Don't shy away from it. Are you part of a ministry?
No, ma'am.
Well, you know, you calling in on the radio, this is a ministry.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Get connected to someone, and I pray that God will connect you to real God-fearing men. If you got to come on, I'm telling you that there's other callers, you know, that mean not other callers, I apologize. There's other people that God is using on this Prophetic Grace Network. It's just not a prophetic network. I have seen the hand of God move people was on a dying bed that the Father, through his power, he raised them up. We were just his vessel. That people was getting healed, people on the verge of committing suicide. This is ministry. Get connected to a ministry to help you. Pray and ask God, where do he need you to be? And he's going to direct you. But he needs you to follow him. He needs you to surrender. Well, he don't need, it's a requirement for you to surrender to him. I pray that you will connect to a true ministry that's going to help you, true God-fearing, even for you and your wife, that y'all will go together, y'all will minister together, that God will send you who you're supposed to be assigned to, that God will reveal it to you. And you pray and ask him that, and he'll show you. But it's like he's saying, you've been running too long. It's time for you to surrender. Your finances are going to line up when you. Your finances are going to line up when you surrender. So a lot of stuff in your household going to line. It's a lot of stuff in your household is going to line up once you surrender. It's gonna do some healing and deliverance with you. Let him have his way. Let him have his way. And so, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. Father God, I just pray that he will surrender, that he will surrender unto you, that he will get into a place, his secret place, and cry out to you. And, Father God, you're going to order his steps. You're going to order his steps. You're going to order his steps. You're going to do the connection. He's going to do it. Allow him to do it. Give your household to the Father. And he's going to show you. He's going to show you. He's going to guide you in prayer. The Holy Spirit, fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the greatest intercessor. So don't give up now. Don't give up. Don't give up on your household. Don't give up. Don't give up. Press through. Press through. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anything else?
No, I'm good. I appreciate it.
Is this your first time calling?
Yeah, in a while. You know, I got sick and I got sick and I ate something McDonald's and I don't know, but I just, you know, when I got well, I began to think about, I told my wife, I said, how did I forget about hell? You know, don't burn and torment. So, you know, I just decided, you know, I said, well, I ain't going to run no more. You know, I'm going and do what he's been calling me to do. Yeah, so I made my mind up that
so
I'm going to do what he's calling me to do. Yeah.
Oh, so you told your wife that?
No, I told my wife, yeah, when I was sick. It was bad. You know, I just ate something from McDonald's and I got real sick. And, I don't know, I just felt like I was dying. So I told my wife, I said, how did I forget about hell? And I was talking to one of my friends, you know, she'd been a preacher for a while, and I was telling her, I said, you remember I told you about that missus? I lost focus on what God wanted me to do. And she said, yeah, I remember that. And I began to think about it, you know, how we as Christians, you know, we're living right, but somewhere down the line we lost focus on what we needed to do for the Lord, and you know, running from what you need to do. And you know, I just decided, I said, I'm not gonna run no more. I mean, you know, because he was telling me all that stuff back then when I used to get on my knees and pray. He said, if you just surrender to me, he said, I'll take care of you. He said, you ain't got to worry about nothing, and I would never do it. Yeah,
well, this is your confirmation, and when I feel in my spirit, this is going to be the very important for you. Like, this is it, right? Like, he's requiring you. So this is your confirmation. Just surrender and watch what he do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why I was afraid, but, you know, I ain't afraid no more, you know. So I guess I'd be all right, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Fear. Read. You know what? Read Psalms 27. Read Psalms 27. Fear the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
When you fear the Lord, He's gonna protect you. He's gonna give you wisdom. In that fearing the Lord, you don't fear. We don't know the unknown. We fear the Lord because He's gonna fight the battle. He's gonna protect us. He's gonna do what He needs to do with us. We fear the Lord. Yeah. When we fear the Lord, we ain't gonna want to do wrong. Because we fear the Lord.
Yeah, right.
We don't examine ourselves. That's the type of fear. But don't fear what he got. Is it going to be easy? No. But as long as you know who you serve and who on your side, he's going to order your step. Get in his word. Get in his word. Talk to him. Just like I'm talking to you, you talk to him just like that.
Yeah.
And do what he require you, because your voice is for somebody else. He get the glory. He get the glory. Don't compromise. Don't be in pride. You just tell him, you take over. What do you want me to do?
Amen.
And see what he gonna do. See what he gonna do. And so I thank you for calling in, and, you know, stay. Like I said, there's other hosts that be on Prophetic Grace Network Monday through Sunday, Sunday through Saturday. Someone will be on tomorrow, our sister Carmen, our sister Angela Joy, or our sister Felicia be on Sunday. Randy be on, our brother Randy be on Monday through Thursday. But somebody is on every day to minister to you. So you just be led, and he's going to help you. He's going to help you. But build the relationship with the Father. Build the relationship with him.
Yeah, I've been working on that for the last couple of weeks. Yeah.
Keep building the relationship by being in his word, reading his word, praying, worship, talking to him. You shed it down. You build a relationship with him, because that's what he required of you.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for calling in. You have a blessed weekend, and you can always go back and listen. You can always go back and listen and write it down and seek the Father on. I always tell people, don't take my word. You go seek the Father. He'll let you know.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
I will. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Well, we're gonna go ahead and close the show. I've been saying we're gonna close the show since about 10, 11, but we're gonna go ahead and close the show because I just feel like I got to shut it down at this time to be, you know, to get in His Word and get revised back up. Thank y'all for calling in. Remember to pray. And some of y'all, God on the way, the Holy Spirit going to visit some of y'all. Y'all are going to be woken up. Don't think you just been woken up to go to the restroom. You're being waking up. That's your time to pray. Your time might be praying at 12, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, because that's when the enemy is really up working. And so that's where the war gets rid of. That's why some of y'all get hit in your body at night. If you ever notice, you get more hit at night because that's when they come. You know, when they say go, when Jesus told them to go and sin no more, because those demons, the unclean spirit, they go out and they go into dry places and seek rest. I have seen a demon in a dry place seeking rest. They were sleeping. Someone was sleeping in the daytime. I'm telling you, I seen one. They sleep in the daytime and nighttime. They up the party. They up doing their work. So pray without ceasing. Pray. Be on the watch. I don't care if you got to sing a song. You pray. Some is saying, well, we don't know how to pray. The inner, the Holy Spirit, which is the greatest intercessor. Jesus is on the right hand of the Father, and He's interceding with us. If you got to say, Lord, help me, help you, whatever, you don't have to pray for an hour, 2 hours. Now, some people, that He give them that gift, He give that to them. The Holy Spirit will come on people to where they praying for five and four hours. I have been there. But you can pray 30 minutes, 15, however the Holy Spirit leads you. If it require you to be shut down to pray all day, some people pray all night. They don't come out. They are praying all night. So we just going to leave you with Jeremiah 29:11 and leave you with 2 Corinthians 10. You know, remember, this is not a fleshy thing. You know, we got to die to flesh. You know, go read His Word tonight. Go read His Word. Get the word in you. Get the word in you, because it's going to come a time they're going to try to get rid of these books, these Bible. You want the word up in you. Eat the word. So God bless you. May God be with you. Continue to shine His light upon you and your household. We just speak a covering over you. I speak a covering over all the hosts, their children. And we just thank you, and we will see you and see what the Lord is saying for next time. Remember Karma, and I'm pretty sure she's going to be teaching more about what's taking place this weekend. She's very, God give her wisdom about the money world. Some of us, you know, we ain't trying to be a new glooming, you know, prophet or teacher, but some of us got to, I'm telling you, some of us, that's some assignment to teach, to wake people up about what's going on. Take what people are saying. When God using people like that, you got to take it, examine your household, examine yourself, examine what do you got in your house. Lord, move my eyes to see what do I need to clean out my house. Trust me, He will do it. I have ministered to a woman where the Holy Spirit told me to tell her to clean out. That woman has so many the money things in her house, like a pet rat, but it was full of the muddy things. She did do it. She did walk in obedience, and she did do it. And the Holy Spirit told me she need to go back because she still has some stuff up in her house. And she did. She had some stuff in her house, but she ended up cleaning out her house. And the Holy Spirit said once she cleaned out her house, then she would have that encounter with Him. So we got to clean up our household. We got to clean up our temple. So tune in tomorrow, and God bless you. Let's see. Maybe I can play a song. Well, I'll play a song. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
kiss me. Whenever the enemy's attacking in your life, you gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Everybody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.